is on. The three best friends you never knew you had. Running through the most viral stories of the day. The news junkie Sean Wasson with Sabrina and C-Lane.
The news junkie for a Wednesday, February 7, 2018. Lots to get to today. From the secret disasters of the SpaceX launch to the war on Kratom is officially underway. And a frat takes heat for a sexual pig roast contest. Plus your calls, dispatches, emails, texts, and more. Hey there, Sabrina.
Happy hump day.
Hello, C-Lane.
Good morning.
C-Lane just got YouTube'd. Which is, I mean, way before Me Too, a more serious thing, there's been the U2 conundrum that happens around this building here.
Wait, like the band is, Bono is here in the building?
No, that isn't happening. Otherwise, I'm guessing this whole studio would be empty. People would just be trying to find him. In this case, it's when somebody walks by you at a radio station and they go, "Have a good show." And you go, "U2." And then you
realize they just finished their show.
You already did a show. Do that all the time. And then think about it as I'm walking away. They don't have a show. They know there's no show today for them.
And then I go, does that mean I was just giving a generic response?
Right. There's a lot of thinking that goes on. It seems like a simple thing.
And we're robots. It just reminds you that we're all robots. It's like when someone's like, "Hey, what's going on?" I'm like, "Good, you?" That doesn't make any sense.
You didn't answer the right question.
And then you just ask each other, good you, what's up, nothing much, over and over again. I was in a straight up hurricane last night with my friend Melissa. We asked each other, "How you doing and what's going on?" four times within 30 seconds.
I was in the weirdest interaction in my elevator this morning. And that the elevator in my building, I think all of you know, Sabrina definitely has done this before. There are awkward interactions in that elevator. I don't know what it is. If it's something about it or...
Yeah, it's mostly my fault. I mean, but with you, I'm sure awkward people also pile in, but I often bring it upon myself.
This was a language barrier problem because I got into the elevator, right? I hit my button and then the elevator's going down to take me to the parking garage.
Here we go.
And then in comes one of the maintenance ladies or one of the people who go around and clean up the elevators and the building and whatnot. And she brings her little cart in with her. And then when she gets in, she just points at the wall of the elevator. Mm. And I'm like, "What did I do? What's happening?" I didn't know what was going on. I almost got out of the elevator because I didn't know what to do. And then I look over and somebody had spit the biggest loogie on the sidewalk. And she just sprays her cleaner and looks at me when she's cleaning up. And I just go, "I'm sorry."
It
wasn't me. It was somebody else. But I'm just sorry that you have to deal with animals that do that stuff.
So were you already in the elevator when she got in?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I think it might have been like a fart in the elevator, you know? She goes, "This guy's in here. There's spit on the elevator.
This was you.
Must have been him.
Mr. Wasson."
Yesterday was amazing. To watch the SpaceX launch, we were packaging up your shirts, the folks who ordered those last week, and we were getting those ready to go get shipped out and head your way, which they are headed your way right now. And then on the screen, I was watching the entire thing. And kudos to SpaceX. They know how to do the broadcast a launch. It was so much cooler. And granted, when NASA was doing these launches, they didn't have the technology. In fact, they had like a camera on the ground struggling to maintain focus on this space shuttle that's flying up in the air. So it was more difficult. But it was so easy to understand. They had the little graph on the bottom that told you what happened and what was going to happen and when it was going to happen. And there were cameras everywhere.
It was awesome, though I'm almost positive that I was staring at the wrong thing yesterday.
You looked the wrong direction?
I don't know what I was looking at, but you know, according to all the footage that I saw from everybody else that was much closer, it doesn't. I think I was staring at a jet the whole time.
I don't understand the go outside and see this. Everybody did that. I heard there were hundreds of people around Lake Eola. You and C-Lane go outside to see this thing. People were perched up in the building looking out the windows to watch the SpaceX launch.
I went to the wrong corner of the building.
You guys both looked in the wrong direction.
If you go to my Snapchat, like, and, you know, someone can confirm it.
You just see the sky?
I was looking at, like, a very long, you know, smoke line.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, "There it is. It's going into space." And then I kind of like zoomed in a little bit. It looks like the wings of a plane. And I'm pretty sure the Falcon Heavy didn't have wings.
Yeah, watching it on the stream was so much better than having to bother. Oh, look, I can see a little tiny dot in the sky right now. They did an awesome job of that. Some stuff did go wrong yesterday, though, and they didn't really talk much about it. They kind of ignored it for a little while until the press conference afterwards, which I watched. And yet Elon Musk out there, he said the core of that ship that was launched off during this test, you know how the rockets came back and landed, which was one of the most amazing things ever?
That was so cool.
To see that, it looks like somebody's messing with you. It looks like something out of Hollywood that you wouldn't believe if they showed you in a movie 30 years ago. But those rocket boosters come back and they land together. And then they were supposed to show the core that was a little bit offshore, I think, and it was going to land on a platform.
Right.
That son of a bitch came back at a couple hundred miles an hour and plowed into it.
Oh.
And the whole thing blew up.
Oh, damn.
They didn't put that on the broadcast. But I mean, this is one of those things where you could be that person this morning and they couldn't even get the core to land. Yeah. They did some pretty amazing stuff yesterday, though. Also, the Tesla that's up there, that's now in a rotation around the solar system or whatever, is a little bit off track from where they wanted it, but pretty much a successful launch. And many, many people asking this morning, why the hell, even though it was cool, did they send one of these cars out into space? And why not? I mean, they were for a long time. I think they still might be just live streaming the footage.
Oh, we pulled it up on YouTube and watched it on like the big screen at my house. And there's a couple different angles that it switches between. But it's constantly spinning. So then you're like, you see Earth, you don't see Earth. You see Earth, you don't see Earth.
You see all the little details they put in there?
Yeah.
Like the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is in the car. On one of the circuit boards I saw on Elon Musk's Instagram account, they put made on Earth by humans on the circuit board. And you just picture that thing somehow going somewhere else and somebody finding it and them looking at that. So they're just really cool, amazing time to be alive to see this stuff. There might be a lot of bad stuff going on in the world, but man, is there some cool stuff that we get to appreciate. Yesterday was one of those days. But it doesn't matter what it is. You've always got somebody on Twitter going, that was stupid. That was dumb.
You're stupid.
Yeah, there's a waste of time in complaining about stuff that is just so obviously interesting and cool. And it's gotten me a lot more interested in what's happening at SpaceX. But you are glad, Sabrina, that you did not try to drive out there yesterday.
Oh, my God, am I?
Somebody sent me a video. Oh, I forgot who it was. They sent me a video of them driving around the whole area there, Cape Canaveral, and the cars lined up on the side of the road and parked. There were no parking spaces in the entire city there. What, the whole area, you would have had no place to go. And people, right at the time when the launch went off, were stopping their cars on the road, going into the median and just looking up and checking out what was happening.
Sounds safe.
It was pretty cool to see to see all of that stuff. Lots of stuff to get into today, your dispatches and all that. I did want to say quickly, because this was one of those not even mildly annoying, just annoying things. There's a report out today in the USA Today about Gisele Bündchen, which I think is how you say Tom Brady's wife and the supermodel of the century, her name. She was talking to her children, explaining that daddy lost the Super Bowl. And she said, there's a whole bunch of stuff she said, but one of them was, look, kids, you have to let somebody else win sometimes. And that story is making the rounds now. And it's, you know, I know the kids don't want to hear that daddy didn't win, but daddy wins a lot. And you didn't let anybody else win.
Seriously.
Don't take that away from them.
How do they know that this is what she said to her kids?
I guess,
is that on the Tom vs. Time thing?
I don't know if it was on that, but the USA Today has. It says, the way Gisele Bündchen explained Tom Brady's Super Bowl loss to her children has landed her in the hot seat. Daddy won 5 times. They never won before. Their whole life, they never won a Super Bowl. You have to let someone else win sometimes, according to USA Today. Sometimes you have to let other people win. We have to share. Sharing is caring. And I get it. You're talking to kids. You know, you're trying to explain what happened here. But just say, hey, they got the best of daddy. He lost this game. It was theirs to win, and they won it here. And that's the way that went.
Sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring. We had to let somebody else win sometimes. We'll get to those dispatches. Plus, Gronk, the Gronkster, of course, his full name that I know off the top of my head is Rob Gronkowski. He got robbed while he was away at the Super Bowl.
Rob Gronkowski got robbed
and called 911. Guy couldn't have been more chill about the fact that he just got robbed. The 911 call, much more on the way. Stay put. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Documenting and contributing to the decline in American culture. This is the News Junkie.
I like this guy. You know, there's some celebrities out there that just look like they're having a good time with the fame. Some of them are like, oh, God, you seem like you're enjoying yourself. You're on the stage, you're in front of people, you're a superstar, and you seem miserable about it. And Rob Gronkowski from the Patriots just always seems like he's having fun.
He's a bro, man, but he has a good time. I feel like he's the type that wakes up in the morning, chugs a can of beer, and smashes it against his head just to continue on with his day.
Well, you're saying the bro stuff. There was a story about him. Wasn't there on a cruise ship or something, Sabrina? You guys remember this story? Was it Rob Gronkowski sailing on a cruise ship?
There's plenty of great Rob Gronkowski stories.
He's a party guy, right?
Yeah.
He has a party cruise, an entire thing.
Oh, really?
The SS Gronk.
He has the SS Gronk, and they just go out and party and drink. And see, he's having fun. He's enjoying himself. And he doesn't have to do that. I'm sure he makes some money doing some cruise thing. But I bet he does it more just to bring his friends out and have a good time and enjoy things. The guy's won a bunch of Super Bowls. Well, he didn't win the last one, but he's won a bunch of Super Bowls. And while he was in Minnesota getting beat by the Eagles 41-33, he also had something else going on that he was completely unaware of. He went back home, knocks on the door to his house, or I guess he doesn't knock on the door to his own house, but opens up the door to his house, goes inside, and something's weird. He's been robbed.
Oh, no.
And somebody stole all kinds of stuff out of the Gronk's house. Multiple safes, some guns, I guess. Went in and just emptied out whole rooms while he was away playing the Super Bowl.
Safe to say they didn't steal any books?
There was no books, at least in the report here. I don't know if he has an extensive library maybe hidden in his bedroom, but they didn't get into the bedroom, and they weren't able to get any more of Gronk's stuff. But he did call 911, and he seems so chill. Even calling 911. Here he is.
911, line to quoted. Where is your emergency?
Hello, this is an emergency. This is Rob Gronkowski calling, and while I was gone, my whole house got robbed while on the Super Bowl trip, and I just got back.
I like to drop there. You know, just...
This is Rob Gronkowski.
Just a way of playing the Super Bowl, no big deal, and my whole house got robbed. Like, he doesn't even seem upset by that.
Because that is just one of his homes, Sean.
Oh, you think he has a whole bunch of houses? He's got big money, right?
The headline I saw was Gronk's Boston area home.
Oh, so he's got like a couple around the...
I'd imagine.
What kind of money does Gronk have?
A lot. He has a lot of endorsements. He has a whole...
$50 million?
Cruise.
I don't feel like the phrase Boston area home necessarily implies that he has a bunch. I think they just
But I would not be surprised if he did.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Especially these players who, they might go somewhere else while they're not in season.
So, according to Elite Daily, his net worth is so high that we will all wish we were in the NFL. They say, according to Sports Illustrated, it almost doubled his salary after 2010, which was $5.25 million to $10.75 million.
That's what he made in a year?
Yes, that's...
So he might have like $30, $40, $50 million or something. He's loaded up, but still, he just seems so chill. He's like, hey, this is Rob Gronkowski.
911, line to quoted. Where is your emergency?
Yes, got back from the
Hello,
Super Bowl.
This is an emergency. This is Rob Gronkowski calling, and while I was gone, my whole house got robbed while on the Super Bowl trip, and I just got back.
Oh, poor guy. He's going to be all right, though. He'll just dip into those funds. Or maybe insurance will pick up on it. I'm not sure.
You know, as rich as he is and all that. I've read the article, and it's like they didn't get into his room, but his roommates got more robbed. And I went, Gronk has roommates?
Yeah, bro. Why not?
Why would he have, he's in the party thing. That's what it is. It's like Entourage, I bet. You know,
probably.
You got the people at coattail draggers that are just hanging out with him, whatever they can.
That'd be awesome.
He's got plenty of money to not have roommates for sure. But I'm guessing he's doing that just to kind of ramp things up and make life a little more fun for him. There he is, though. Rob Gronkowski getting robbed. It's weird that his name is Rob and he got robbed. I want to talk about Kratom in just a second, but first, I'm sure I screwed something up there. Anytime there's sports talk, it's, what did I ruin here? What was it that I messed up this time? Let's go to Kelvin. You're on Real Radio. Go ahead, Kelvin.
Hey, I don't get this, guys. Every time I hear about one of these guys' homes getting broken into, how do you have millions of dollars and not have the best security system on the freaking planet? I don't understand that, for one.
You mean like cameras and all that stuff? I mean, that is kind of true.
Yeah, if I had that kind of money, dude, if someone sneezed in my yard, I would be alert. I don't get that.
Yeah.
And secondly, with Gronkowski, he has never spent one of his NFL game checks. He's only been living off his endorsement money, so the guy is loaded.
Oh, is that true? So he's just put away all those $5 million a year checks?
Just put away in the bank and just lives off the endorsement.
You don't know me, bro.
Oh, is this
you don't know me, bro?
I love it, man.
Yeah, that's right. And you know what? We let them Eagles win.
Can you answer, Kelvin, Gronk? Why don't you have a security system?
Because I had pit bulls.
Well, they didn't work.
Because I boarded them for the Super Bowl game, baby.
Maybe a mistake there. Thank you, Kelvin.
There
we go.
Kelvin. Yeah,
Kelvin.
The police chief
know me?
Didn't answer whether or not the house had alarm system or cameras. Which makes me think maybe he's hiding the fact that they don't, so there was not repeat.
Right. That is a good point. Why wouldn't you get, it's not even that expensive, a bunch of cameras in your house?
Because when the Gronk is at home, nobody steps foot without ringing the doorbell. Gronk.
All right. That's a sag. I mean,
if anyone tries to rob my house, I'll give him the Gronk right to the upper jaw.
But you can't do that when you're not there.
Yeah, I know, bro.
You just got robbed.
That's fine. It's my Boston area home. Still got Malibu.
Oh, man.
I got something Rhode Island. Gronk.
Why a Rhode Island house?
It's a nice place this time of year.
Is it? Good real estate market?
There? Absolutely. Gronking. Oh!
All right. Just checking. Let's go to the dispatches. Here's APG Camo with a dispatch.
I find it hard to believe that Snob Watson can't figure out why we would put a Tesla up in space. It's rich boy games, don't you know?
How's that rich boy games? Teslas aren't even that expensive. You can get a Tesla for the price that you can get most other cars, like a mid-size Tesla.
What are you talking about?
They have a Tesla for like $35,000 or something.
Oh, no, those are limited edition, and people are not going to get them till like 2020.
Oh, they're still waiting for those things? S or
you
whatever?
You had to put the deposit down, and then you don't get it for 2 years later. And they kind of just sold it just to see.
Elon Musk Tesla is, I think, the only place where you go, I want to get this car. And they go, all right, you got to put, like 10-something percentage down. And then you just wait until they're done with it. And they deliver the vehicle to you. And they do that. Why? Because they can. He shows you a lot of stuff he could do, like he did this week with the SpaceX launch. Here's J-Flo.
Sean, I couldn't agree with you more about watching it on the broadcast. I feel everyone should do that. I live about 3 miles south of the Space Center, and I can tell you that 3 hours after launch, I still couldn't even get out of my neighborhood in order to go to the damn convenience store. So yeah, help me out, guys. Watch it on high quality streaming video, and stay away from my house.
Well,
thank you.
If it comes down to actually being there or watching it on the screen, I would love to be there and actually watch a SpaceX launch like that. But if you're farther away, you're somewhere else, way away in Florida, and you're looking up in the sky and you see like a little tiny pinpoint, go inside and watch it on television. It's a way better view of what you're looking at. I had heard, and I don't know if there's any confirmation on the numbers, and this sounds insane, that 200,000 people were out there to watch that launch.
I mean, if you were watching the live stream, you could hear the massive crowd screaming when the two rockets landed back. I've no doubt there's 200,000 people there.
That was another difference between NASA and SpaceX. They're like,
When the space shuttle went in the air, I think there was maybe like a... or especially when it landed, there's like a golf clap in mission control. These people are... You would almost think that there was a beer tap somewhere in the room. Like, these people are going nuts.
Like, they were watching a wrestling match or an MMA fight or something. They were absolutely into it. And it was so hard not to be drawn into it. And you know what? It's a little bit of pride. Elon Musk is from South Africa, I believe. But all this stuff is happening and taking place, not only in the United States, but in the state of Florida. And it is really cool to be able to have stuff like that going on. Florida gets a bad name.
Yeah.
Bad rap.
We have a bad rap. We have sections of the internet, TV shows, and movies and film constantly making fun of us.
Right.
But we got the rocket ships.
We got that. And it's more exciting. It makes up for it, I think. Here's ex-soldier.
When it goes off during the day, you still look at the sky. It still looks like a fireball in the sky, even during the daytime. So you would have known what you were looking at. Just figured I'd bring that up. Ex-soldier out.
Thank you. Over to Mumbles with a dispatch.
Running outside, watching the launch, running back inside. Lo and behold, the two boosters landing on its pad turned into a Sam Kinison moment between my wife and I, where we're going,
screaming.
Awesome.
I hate to say this because the guy is an amazing human being and I can't wait to see what he does over the next couple of decades. In a way, I hate Elon Musk.
Why?
If you were out somewhere, like think of the greatest story one of you guys could tell somebody. Somebody's listening there and you're talking their ear off and they're just so excited to be able to talk to Sabrina, or C-Lane's got somebody right next to him and he's like regaling them with stories of his life, and they're excited. And then Elon Musk walks in and goes, I sent a car into orbit, and that's just one of the things I did that
week. Shut up, Elon.
He said, oh, I'm building an underground car tunnel in Los Angeles, and I sell flamethrowers for the fun of it. And this and that and all the things this guy does, it's like, come on, buddy, calm it down a little.
What ended up being the deal behind the flamethrower thing? Is there anything special about it?
No, just to raise funds. They sold hats first to raise funds for the Boring Company, which is his company that bores through the earth to make this high-speed car travel in L.A. area thing. Here is, did we do Mumbles? I forgot. I'm not sure. Let's see.
Running outside.
Yeah, let's go to Drunken Junkie Master.
Kind of feeling like I've been dry humped by Sean.
Why?
When this secret show's magnet. Bought my year subscription.
Yeah.
Still no magnet.
Oh, come on, man.
Been 2 months. I know it's going by the slow boat, but the boat sink or something?
The boat didn't sink. The magnets are on the way. A whole bunch of people just got theirs. I just got a new stack of Secret Shows magnets finally in the mail. And so those are popping in envelopes. And Drunken Junkie Master, yours is on the way very, very soon. I know you've heard me say that before, but I mean it kind of this particular time. Those are all headed your way. You too can get a Secret Shows magnet and a sticker. And most importantly, you should be excited about getting access to Secret Shows, for God's sake.
Oh, yeah.
The uncensored shows you can listen to on the News Junkie app or on GetSecretShows.com. When you sign up, you'll put all your information in, and eventually you'll get your magnet and sticker in the mail. You'll be able to play Game of Magnets. I saw somebody saying this weekend, somebody said that they got detained by a police officer while playing Game of Magnets. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what they said, and that's why there's a warning for Game of Magnets, and maybe there's no better time, I don't think, than now to play this disclaimer that is for Game of Magnets.
Unofficial rules and unofficial game of the News Junkie and Real Radio. We are not attached or responsible. Be nice and friendly when playing the game of magnets. The unofficial game of the News Junkie. Don't collect magnets. Must be on vehicle. Do not damage vehicle in the process of stealing magnets. And the penalty of severe super death, unofficially.
See, all in there. Unofficially, it said a couple of times. There's lots of very, very important rules in there that you need to know. If you're new to the show, what Game of Magnets is when you get a magnet, like a Secret Shows magnet or one of the whole bunch of designs of the News Junkie magnets that are out there on the road, and there are, we're crawling up on 20,000 of them that are in the wild. When you see one, unofficially, you can go grab it, and it's yours, and put it on your car, and then you drive around, somebody else sees it, and it passes around in a never-ending game of magnets. That was the idea. It spiraled out of control very quickly, and we heard some stories that were almost frightening. So make sure, if you're participating, if you're doing this, if you went to GetSecretShows.com and you're expecting your Secret Shows magnet, that when you do engage in the act of participating in Game of Magnets, you're being very safe about it. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Real Radio Orlando on Facebook, brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting SeacoastBank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC. Occupying the space between high society and prison tattoos, this is the News Junkie.
We'll get to this Kratom story in just a moment here and to your latest dispatches. But I saw this morning and I thought, I'm not buying that. I don't buy it. I think things have changed a little, but there's a whole article in the Times Union. I don't know where that is. I think it's up in the Northeast somewhere. Actually, I think it's in upstate New York because it's about Albany. And they say that their last bowling alley in Albany, New York, has shut down.
Oh.
And people went out. It was like a funeral for this last bowling alley that shut down.
Dearly
and
beloved.
That basically, it was very like a sad ordeal.
Oh, in that case.
And I think somebody bowled the last strike in the bowling alley.
Now we lay this bowling alley to rest.
And then they started to say in this article, this whole long piece of it is about how bowling alleys are dying in America. And I don't think it is. I don't think bowling alleys are dying. I think bowling alleys are changing a lot, but I don't think they're dying. There's a lot of these ones that are popping up now that are actually way better than they used to be.
They're getting classier or just more upscale.
Yeah, good food.
The menu's getting better. The entertainment is getting better. It's more of a club kind of atmosphere sometimes.
They're smaller now.
It's also getting way more expensive,
though. Yeah, it is. It is. Wait, what's the one? Is Splitsville one of them? There's a couple of different brands.
Splitsville is at Disney Springs, and there's plenty of ways you could go to Splitsville, have an entire meal of great food, have a couple drinks, listen to somebody play guitar on the patio, and never even see a bowling ball.
Right, yeah, you don't have to bowl to go there. People will just go there to hang out. There's another one, I think Lucky Strike is another one that does this. So, bowling alleys.
Those are cigarettes.
But there's a bowling. No, I'm almost positive there's a bowling alley that name a chain.
We've had Kings from iDrive, Kings Orlando in. They've brought their food. As far as a bowling alley goes, I would go there to eat the food and not bowl. I mean, even if they were just a restaurant, they would be fantastic.
Well, that's a lot different than it was. When I was growing up, I remember at first bowling alleys were just the thing you would go to for a birthday or if you were in a summer camp. You would go to the bowling alley and it was exactly that. You had a place where they had a pro shop. You had a place where you go up to a counter and you get your shoes, those stupid ugly shoes that they have. They had all the stuff that you would expect, those old computers where you put in your name, and nothing really changed for a long time. And the food they had, at least at the ones I went to growing up, was god-awful. Hot dogs that they microwaved.
Nachos.
Yeah, nachos with the cheese in that little container thing on the counter.
I mean, the one downtown Orlando, Colonial Lanes, they've got a good selection of classic bowling food. I wouldn't say it's bad quality because
pretzels and stuff.
I mean, jalapeno poppers, anything that can be dropped in a deep fryer or cooked on a flat griddle, and they have like three or four different kinds of French fry, including the shoestring, of course, the best.
Well, now they've just changed from that to really, really, well, not really, really high, but much higher end food, good stuff. And you go there, you have drinks. And I don't think the bowling alley is dying. I think it's just adapting with what's going on. And there's a lot of new bowling alley-ish activity stuff that's going off. Like that Top Golf place is really exploding in popularity right now.
It's incredible. There's, what, six of them now in the state of Florida just alone?
And the one over there by iDrive is huge.
Oh, it's massive.
They're all huge.
I think that bowling will not die. I think perhaps it is just on a lull, a little sick right now, but it's hipster. And hipsters will always go back and have the league and do their thing. But I just don't think it's as popular as it used to be back in the day when you grabbed the family, you grabbed your friends, date night was at the bowling alley.
Well, there was way less options then. There's so many alternatives now.
Yeah, we used to go once a week. I mean, it was a great, like, early weeknight kind of thing to do was get a bunch of people together, and get a couple pitchers of beer, go bowling. It was something to occupy our time and
Go bowling, go to the movies. Those were the things to do. Then the Top Golf thing is like the new bowling. And what they do there is crazy and has kind of got that same thing in mind. It's all these places are giving you something fun to do where it doesn't take a big level of athletic ability to enjoy yourself. And they got good food. They have all that stuff. So there's a bunch of the stuff popping up and other alternatives. I think bowling has just changed a little bit for now. I didn't buy the whole funeral of bowling.
Oh, dearly beloved.
Yeah, I didn't buy that piece of the story. Kratom is something that's been in the news for a while now. I don't know if you guys have tried this at all or if you care to suggest if you did or not.
I thought we did.
I haven't.
But it's legal. I mean, you could say that you've done kratom because right at this moment, it's legal to do. And I find it to be, and I'm sure many listeners would agree with this, something that's actually good for communities that it's in. I know that it seems if you live right next to a place that sells it, or you have a store that's located right next to the place where they sell kratom, I know that it seems like maybe that's a bad thing in a community, but the amount of people that this gets off of opioids and off of any kind of benzos and other things that are extremely addictive is unbelievable. And as far as I know, you either can't overdose or it's very difficult to overdose on this stuff. If you don't know much about it, it's an herbal supplement, and you take this stuff. And it's like a pain remedy is what they say. But if you're addicted to very serious drugs like OxyContin and Vicodin, you have been told by somebody, I'm sure at some point, to go try out Kratom. Well, the problem is the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, has just released an analysis this week that says that Kratom contains opioids, which would make it incredibly hard to keep this legal in the United States moving forward.
How is it helping people with an opioid addiction if it has
Because it doesn't it doesn't give you the same kind of high, I guess. Look, somebody else can explain this to you. If there's somebody who's tried out Kratom who's had an addiction, call us and explain the story. But people say this is a lifesaver.
They say this new data adds to, they were doing an analysis of the Kratom, and they say that the scientific data, adverse event reports have clearly revealed compounds in Kratom make it so it isn't just a plant, it's an opioid. They're saying it is an opioid.
And if they say that, if the FDA says that, this thing ain't going to last long. I mean, very quickly, we can have a whole different situation on our hands where people who are relying on this now in a path to get off opioids are screwed. Here's some more details.
Big new decision from the Food and Drug Administration announces the drug Kratom is a potentially deadly opioid. They say new research says that there's no safe or effective medical use. Doctors say the mild stimulant can cause agitation, heart attack, and stroke. There are published reports from people swearing Kratom actually helps them kick the opioid habit. Well, it is currently banned in 5 states.
Not in Florida, though. There's been threats quite a bit, but not in Florida.
I had a friend who randomly, he had been visiting me in town and goes, "What do you know about Kratom?" And I was like, "I have a couple friends who said they tried it, never tried it, whatever, whatever." He goes, "Well, since you've seen me last, I'm selling it a lot of it.
Okay. He's in the business.
He goes, but it's, he goes, I have a storage facility in a different state because he lives in a state where it's not allowed.
Oh, okay.
And while I was hanging out with him, it had gotten broken into, and he got like a text or an email from the facility.
Oh, damn.
And he had like 10 grand worth in there.
My God. All right, let's go over to Michael. You're on Real Radio. Hello, Michael.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. I had a. I was really having to take pain pills all the time, and since I've started taking Kratom, I also am a recovering alcoholic, and I take it, and it's helped me with both issues. I you know, I don't relapse when I take it, and I have gotten off all, quit seeing my pain management doctor, and quit taking.
So what were you taking? Oxys or something?
Hydrocodone, okay. and tramadol, but you know, I at one time was seeing several doctors until they, you know, did away with that just to, you know, just to get my opioids, and I don't do any of that now. All I do is strictly the Kratom.
And now it does get you a little bit high, right? But it just, it
gives you, you feel mellow and you feel good, and it's, you know, I don't smoke pot or anything, but you know, it's, I kind of associate it with like that type of feeling where, you know, well, for me, it just gives me drive when I feel like there's stuff I don't want to do. I can take that, and you know, instead of the pain issue of having to take opioids, I can just take the Kratom.
Yeah, and there's been so many different times where they've tried to kind of stop this. Would it screw you over right now, Michael, if they said we got to make this illegal?
Yeah, it would really, really hurt me. In fact, my wife, we're separated, and she lives in Alabama, and it's illegal there, and she asked me to mail it to her.
Now, oh, really? Is this stuff that you imagine you're going to be on for the rest of your life, or is this helping you towards being completely clean?
I mean, I haven't come to that conclusion yet. At this point, you know, I would rather take that than sit in the doctor's office and pay for the doctor and do that. And, you know, I can just do this, and it really just keeps me at a level of pain that I can tolerate. And I, you know, and like you said, it's legal. I'm not breaking any laws. I can carry it around on me.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people that will just swear to you that this is a godsend, a lifesaver, when they've been addicted to things as hard as heroin or, you know, God knows why. And now that the FDA says, look, there's opioids in this stuff, it really wouldn't take a lot for them to just say, done, over, no more Kratom.
You know what else I've heard that about? As far as the helped people kick the habit kind of situation.
What's that?
Mushrooms.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah, I've heard of people using that to kind of separate themselves from a pain pill addiction.
Well, I know they used to use LSD with alcoholics back in the day, like in the 50s and 60s and early 70s, because not a lot of people did LSD then, and they'd give them a big dose of it when they'd never had LSD in their life. And it would shock them and freak them out so much that they would want to just be a level-headed person for a while, and they'd stop drinking a bit.
Now, while that is very intense, I know that they have gone with like microdosing when it comes to even THC or the mushrooms or LSD to help people kind of wean off, where you're not tripping out at your office desk, but you kind of are. And a different...
Well, we had that story about microdosing in the workplace.
Yeah.
Where they said that it actually makes people better employees somehow.
Hear that, iHeart?
And this is a whole different animal, but this would really screw up some people and maybe send them back to the bad stuff if they did this. It says the FDA has submitted its review to the Drug Enforcement Administration, which is considering whether to place Kratom in the same category of illegal drugs as heroin and LSD. The agency was poised to take that step in the summer of 2016, but delayed a decision after a flood of public complaints, including a letter signed by 62 members of Congress and a protest at the White House by Kratom supporters. No time frame for the DEA's decision, but that is something that will really shake the worlds of some of the folks who have been using this stuff for quite some time. There's also a couple stories out today of people who are getting more and more pissed off by this Ticketmaster verified fan program. And I've never done this. I don't know what the, how do you verify that you're a fan?
It's a sign up, but essentially you have your account, Ticketmaster. A lot of people don't have Ticketmaster accounts and just buy as a guest.
Mm-hmm.
But if you verify, they go, and they like attach themselves to your Facebook page, have like different levels you have to confirm. They may send you a text message with a code.
They're just making sure you're not a robot.
Correct. And then after a couple days, once you're verified, you get, like, I did it for Taylor Swift as a verified...
That's what these people are pissed about.
A verified fan, and then I got a time slot on a certain day, and that is when I could get my tickets, but I had to also predetermine where I wanted to see the concert. So when I got sold out in, you know, Tampa, or I wanted to see if it was available in Nashville, I didn't have any other choice. I got screwed over.
Well, do you have to be verified for each artist that you like, or just one time in general?
I think that just one time in general that you are verified, but I will say that after they sold out, they gave me another opportunity. I don't know if they're doing this with everybody, but if you bought her CD or a t-shirt, you would get a code and then go up on the priority list. So there are people that are buying stacks of her new album.
But they're like bringing you into a bidding war against the other people who want seats, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so they say, we're trying to weed out this secondary market of tickets like StubHub and stuff. And the fans don't seem to be happy with it. Were you not happy with the experience, Sabrina, or were you okay with it?
I mean, it was all right. It was kind of exciting, but at the same time, once I realized that I wasn't going to any concert in a 500-mile radius, unless I wanted to pay a bunch of money, wasn't that fun anymore.
You know, the thing that sucks is, at least before, you had the option to buy it at the ticket price, which maybe 85, maybe 125 bucks. Now, even Ticketmaster's getting in on that. Every concert ticket, mark my words on this, and this is no kind of Svengali call, but every concert ticket in the next 2 to 3 years is going to start to be hundreds of dollars. It's going to be much, much more as they just juice everything they can out of it, because the market says they're underpriced and they're trying this, but I guess not everybody's so happy about it this far. When we come back, a pig roast gets a frat in trouble. What do they do? What kind of pig roast was this? All the details is on the way, or are on the way. Either one. They're both on the way next. The News Junkie on Real Radio.
Talking on the radio, not your thing?
You can do this, you can do this, you can do this.
There's an easier way. It's called texting.
77031.
Real Mobile.
It's real easy.
Real Mobile is powered by David Moss Chevrolet. He's smiling, and that alone should scare you. This is the News Junkie.
What can we do to get on the news?
Your dispatches in just a moment. Oh, God. This story is killing me. I was reading this during the break, and... Whew. It's one of those that you feel a little bit. I know what time it is. I'm aware of what time it is right now.
Oh, it's one of these.
It's not I don't think it's gross like that. Like, I don't think it's going to affect anybody eating a meatball sub right now or enjoying a delicious sandwich or some soup or something.
Now you're making me hungry.
It makes me hurt a little bit to read this. This happened in South Carolina, a place called Anderson, South Carolina. And it happened right outside of a church where there was a couple of people who were gathered there as a young woman walked up. And she was obviously in distress when she walked up. The folks at this church quickly called the police, and the police and the group and emergency medical workers tried to help this woman out. The sentence, though, that gets me, the first one. Authorities say a woman was found holding her eyeball outside a South Carolina church, and she's just sitting there with her eyeball in her hand, which I don't know.
Aren't you supposed to put that in milk?
She took her own eyeball out, and an eyeball is not round like a ball, so it must have just kind of been like a, you know, like some stuff there.
It is round.
It's not perfectly round like everybody thinks it is. It's not like that.
It's also not easy to take out of the socket because there's attachments.
I think that this is requiring some like tugging or some work going on.
Whoa.
Anderson County Sheriff Chad McBride tells news outlets it took two or three deputies and two emergency medical workers to subdue the woman to start rendering aid. A retired minister who helped the woman, Reverend Terry Mitchell, says it appeared she had intentionally hurt herself on nearby railroad tracks. He said the woman looked young and struggled against people who were trying to help her. She was resisting all attempts to help her. Finally, they got her. No crime was committed. They brought her to the hospital. Hopefully, she gets the help she needs, but...
My God.
Oh, God, when you think about what it would take to remove your eyeball, it's a lot, and that's a tough one to hear.
Maybe she just sneezed with her one eye open.
I think she's like smashed her face against the train tracks or something.
Or that.
I think there was some real damage done here. Into this fraternity pig roast that has them in trouble in just a moment here. A couple of dispatches. Here's Nitty Knack with a dispatch.
Hey, news junkies. This is Nitty Knack. Just touching base on the Crotum issue. What it is it targets the same receptors as opioids, so that's how it helps some of the people that are addicted to opioids get off of it. However, it is highly addictive as well, but it's a natural type of plant. It's very similar to the cocoa plant, and there are varying levels of it, and taken in moderation, of course, it can help with it.
Like anything.
However, you know, it's not even like a high when you take it. It's more, it just makes you feel good and kind
normal.
Of a slight euphoria.
Yeah, the real problem is this could be just like the situation where in Florida, but in the country, pill mills were allowed to proliferate. And people got addicted to all these different opioids and benzos and all sorts of different pills. They got addicted to these very quickly. And then everybody was outraged. Look what these pill mills are doing. We have an addicted population. Look at all the overdoses that are happening. And they shut them down very quickly. They shut down all these pill mills that people were going to get their drug.
That was my bad.
What was that?
That was the sound of a cartoon ghost.
Right, we're going to learn more about the cartoon ghost in the next episode.
Better believe it.
I'm sure.
My apologies.
All the places, all the pill mills closing down, that dried up the source of drugs that these people had. And then they had to get there. A lot of them went to heroin and
stuff. Right. Well, they said, you know, they're patting themselves on the back. Heroin use has been down so low.
This might be why.
Well, it was why. Because people were getting it easier in the form of a pill.
But I'm saying, couldn't it be that right now some of this stuff has dropped at least a little bit because of the people having the ability to go to Kratom?
I would say it's a definite possibility.
Is Kratom what they're offering in clinics, though?
No.
Rehab centers?
No, it's like an all-natural thing. You just go... Sometimes it's like in head shops and stuff. Type of place you're going to get this stuff.
But it's through word of mouth that people have found out that they could get off opioids by taking Kratom.
I've seen a lot of stuff on message boards and Reddit and stuff where people can go when they have problems with drugs, and it's one of the most recommended thing. And there's other stuff for different drugs that you can use that helps you out. And because of all those recommendations, now all these people are on Kratom. Now they take the Kratom away, and they might go back to the drugs again.
Yeah.
And then it's like it works against yourself.
Same thing they did with the pill mills.
Yeah, it's a problem waiting to happen. They should just leave it alone. Leave it alone. There's no big uptick in crime because of Kratom. Nobody's dying. I mean, I think there might have been like one overdose, and that was so rare that it made news if it was indeed an actual overdose. This thing is not really hurting anybody. It's doing a lot more help. Here's Skip Pastel, I think. Skip a style. That's it. There we go. With a dispatch. It's on two lines.
Hey, junkies. So I think the next step in bowling should be top bowl. We have multiple levels of lanes, a whole lot of booze, TVs everywhere.
Just throw it up.
Then that'll resurrect the bowling franchise or whatever. But top bowl.
All right.
Make it happen.
Thank you.
Wiggle, wiggle, pop, pop.
I don't know. The logistics of that are going to be real weird. It could be a real mess if the bowling balls are just flying from the fourth floor down.
Oh, but so much fun.
I think that people might take to it, but the cleanup process won't be as easy as golf balls for sure. Here is Bruce with a dispatch.
Hey, C-Lane, Sean, Sabrina. Miss you guys. Hey, I was just listening about Elon Musk and his beautiful car company. Outrageous cars. The problem is there's a lot of technology in his cars.
Why is that a problem?
The batteries, the chassis, the bodies.
Yeah?
Most car companies produce millions of cars per year.
What?
He only produced...
All right. I mean, the guy's making cool cars. Is there anybody denying that those are pretty damn cool cars? You get it at Tesla, and it, at least for a while, now other car companies are trying to play catch-up.
Oh, yeah.
And the in-dash stuff is getting a lot better in most cars. But I bet a lot of that pressure was from Tesla, because you get in one of those cars, and you're like, what in the future is this, man?
It's weird, because ever since Uber hit Florida, and I started using those a lot, I find myself in a different kind of car all the time. And I'll see some of them go... Damn, this one's got a really nice screen, a flat screen kind of thing
sure.
going on. Like they're really upping the game. And if only Apple would get off its ass and
not again
move
with this.
Along.
C-Lane's very upset about Apple CarPlay.
A lot of people are very upset about Apple CarPlay.
You vented your frustrations about this to me before. I think it's kind of cool.
It's kind of cool. The things that they intended on doing with it. Apple CarPlay hasn't changed in years. All the stuff, all the features on it are like original.
They're not focused on it.
They're not doing anything with it.
Yeah, there's some of the stuff it does. It's cool. But yeah, Apple does that sometimes. Apple TV is the same way. They make something, it's cool, and then they just leave it there.
Like, hello, and let's get an update.
How many updates are you forced to download on your phone every year? 10? I just got another one last night, I think.
Multiple. And then there will be, and you don't know when, but you get the update that'll just ruin your phone.
Oh,
you
yeah.
have no other choice but to get the latest one.
All of a sudden you think, oh, things are better now. I'm more secure. I just got the update. And your
guys,
phone is half
guys,
as fast.
That's just the battery, guys.
No,
it's
I don't
battery.
Lies. Here's Fish on Jay.
Hey, Junkies. I just want to say, you know, congratulations to NASA for launching that awesome rocket. But
SpaceX.
There's one problem, though. I seem to have lost all the F's because I have no F's to give about the car in space. I have no F's. I'm looking all over the place. I'm here in my truck.
Say F's.
I'm looking in my overhead and everything. I can't find the F's. I just can't give any F's.
This goes on for like 15 more seconds. There's a lot of F's. Thank you, Fish on Jay. I'm sorry. I thought it was pretty damn cool.
It was awesome.
And what did you want? People said, oh, look, it's a car in space. Who cares? What if he didn't put a car, it wouldn't be as interesting to look at. It'd be like, oh, look, he put a concrete block in space. That was what was the weight for the payload.
Well, last time they did a test rocket, they were like, well, why did we do that anyway? They didn't do anything. Well, this time we did something.
Yeah. So, you have to have the test rockets to get to the stage where the cool stuff happens.
Yeah.
So that's why these things occur. And just enjoy the coolness of it, because it definitely is. A Cornell fraternity has been placed on probation after an investigation determined that some of the members of this Cornell fraternity placed cruel sexual bets on unsuspecting women last spring. I feel like this might happen at quite a few frats.
Yeah.
But it was Zeta Beta Tau, where the brothers at Zeta Beta Tau
ZBT
enacted a contest where new members got points for having sex with women. The contest was referred to as a pig roast. In an event of a tie, additional points were given to the newest member who had sex with a woman that weighed the most. The new members were told not to inform the women of the contest.
That's right, bros. If she ain't 280, she ain't a lady.
Zeta Beta Tau will be on probationary recognition for 2 years as a result of this.
What a bummer.
That means they're subject to reviews, ongoing education on sexual violence, participation in at least 2 events during Cornell's Sexual Assault Awareness Week, and they must hire... This is a weird one. They must hire a live-in advisor. So now in their frat house, they have to have somebody that they have to pay to be like the advisor that's there all the time.
Yep, this is what you get when you come up with pig roast sex content.
Bros.
They're going to pay that person off so fast.
Straight up knocked out, smashed out this Zeta Beta cow.
They're going to pass the hat around, get all the money, and bribe that person on day one, I think. Is the purge headed to our streets? Real life purges, perhaps? A prominent politician is worried about that exact thing. Why, though? That's the question. The answer on the way. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio. Real.
The biggest stories of the day in all their glory and insanity. You're listening to the News Junkie. Everybody gets
your dispatches in just a moment. And this is a movement now. There's a Kansas trooper, a Kansas State trooper that's going viral today because he posted a video on Facebook talking about kind of what I was saying when I was talking about the merging lane yesterday, where people don't seem to understand. We all need to get on board, get on the same page with how to get over when there's a lane that disappears and merges over into the other two or even just one other lane. In his case, he's talking about the acceleration lane, which is your on-ramp, the lane when you get, let's say you're getting on I-4, and there's a lane, but it only goes for a little while, and you gotta merge over. That's called right. An acceleration lane. And this guy is mad at all these people that just pop on there, and they're just kind of cruising along, and that bottlenecks traffic. That's one of the things that slows you down. So he posted this video, he's being very nice about it, but telling people, everybody, get on board with this damn driving thing. We got to figure out how to do this together so we can all save some time. It's an acceleration lane, people.
It's called an acceleration lane, people. When you get into the interstate, you've got to accelerate to be at the same speed that people are traveling on the interstate. I'm not telling you to jack up your speed and go way above the speed limit. Don't do that. But I need you to be going the speed limits as you merge into traffic, because it totally jacks everybody up that's in the lanes traveling down the road. Be safe, wear your seatbelt, and accelerate on that ramp to get on the interstate system. Not over the speed limits, but what everybody else should be traveling on that road. Be safe.
Give us the permission to go over the speed limit. That's when we'll really fix this stuff. Mm-hmm. That's one problem. The lane merging is another problem. And people just overall not paying any attention to what they're doing while driving.
Absolutely not.
That is another problem.
You could drive by a bunch of people, even if you're behind them, look in the rear view. And if you see their eyelids, that means that they are currently looking at their phone while driving 70 miles an hour on I-4.
And that's not even a rare thing. Like, I see that at least 2 times every day on the way home. Somebody who's just not even just texting while driving. Like, you could put your phone up a little bit. I wouldn't recommend you do it at all. You could do something to make it a little better, or you glance down and then glance back up, glance down. People who are just looking in their lap.
Right.
While driving down I-4, semis flying all around them. Everybody get on the same page here, please. We need to figure this out. Let's go over to Elliot. Elliot, you're on Real Radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, so Kratom is an interesting thing. I was just in a car accident, went to Seattle where weed was legal.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a buddy, and he doesn't smoke for job purposes, and he had weed just affect him differently, but he's like, oh yeah, I do this stuff, Kratom. And so I read the bottle, because it'll come in pill form, and it said for like stimulation to like be alert, take a few. For relaxation, like take a lot. Mm-hmm. And the serving size is like 7.
Jesus, you gotta take that much of these things?
Oh, in the pill form, depending on what bottle you get, yeah, but I took them because I just got in a car accident. And I slept on a couch. It was the first 3 days in a row. First days, I had not woken up with a headache and soreness in my neck. Like, it's awesome. And they sell it in, like, liquid form, too. And it's, like, $25 a pop. And it's the most disgusting thing you'll ever drink.
Oh, it sounds great.
But you just go out and you're happy. We're mini golfing in the bar and just having a good old time.
Yeah, and otherwise, you'd be taking some pills that are addictive as hell. Then you're strung out on those. Then you're trying to get something else. This is an awesome option. And now you hear, Elliot, that the FDI, this is what we're talking about, this, the FDA, rather, is saying that there is opioids in kratom, and that's going to lead almost inevitably to them banning the thing. I think it helps out.
Well, it does, and it's cheaper than, like, because I've had knee surgery, I've had issues in the past, like, it's cheaper than oxycodone, especially if you don't have insurance. Like, they're really just finding a way to help big pharmaceutical companies still have their way in the door and into essentially your wallet.
Yeah, I don't doubt that at all. All right, thank you, Elliot. Appreciate it. Yeah.
The report that the FDA released, they released a bunch of kratom death information.
Uh-huh.
But they're saying, like the headline on Huffington Post says, FDA releases kratom death data, undermines its own claims about drugs' deadly harms. So I think they said that they've examined like 36 deaths involving kratom.
What do you want to bet those people had some other stuff going on too?
Yes. A lot of the ones had a laundry list of history of abuse, current abuse, other things going on.
Yeah, and they just want to shut this stuff down for maybe that reason. Maybe that they want to benefit the pharmaceutical companies. Maybe it's something else. Who knows? But I don't think it's going to help out. In fact, I think it's going to be a bad thing if that happens. Some more dispatches. Here's Ash.
All right, guys. So it took like 3 years, but somebody finally stole my magnet at my work parking lot, no less. And now I look like a right weirdo every morning, walking around every car, trying to get it back. So we'll see. Take it easy.
Good luck out there, Ash. Here's Spark Outlaw.
I was wondering, why the heck would you want to send a Roadster, especially a Tesla Roadster, into outer space? But then I saw pictures of it on the net, and I saw the footage and everything like that. And it's reminiscent of the beginning of that movie, Heavy Metal, where that Corvette, the guy was coming back from outer space, and you see the picture of the Earth over his shoulder while he was in his Roadster. With, you know, it was all cool. I thought that was pretty awesome. That's a little tongue-in-cheek thing.
It is. You also do it just because you can. And Starman is up there, the driver, in the seat of the Tesla, just headed out there, not a care in the world, to explore things. That's cool. Here's my cousin Mose with a dispatch.
What if the ultimate goal of sending this Tesla in space,
oh God,
is to actually bring it back to Earth after its trip? And
it will come back.
Once it's back, it's going to be auctioned off to sell. So somebody will be driving the only car to have ever been in space.
Maybe. It's going to come back. It's on an orbit. It's going to keep passing by. I don't know if it's close enough for us to get it ever, but it'll just be moving around and around. Here's Nurse Jan.
Oh, Teslas aren't that expensive. Some of us can't afford to have, like, 5 Lamborghinis and 6 Teslas and whatever else you got in your driveway there, Lawson.
I don't even have a driveway.
Some of us are cruising around in a little Kia Soul.
But, what's wrong with that?
Good for you that you got that Tesla money.
Hey, all I'm saying is you could get one of these things used. You could get them for pretty good deals. They're not as crazy as people think.
I think they go up in value when you get yours because you have to wait so long to get it.
Yeah, but it's not like they're as expensive as these high-end super sports cars. They're not. I mean, they're cheaper in a lot of cases than Corvettes, which I know is a mildly expensive car. It's like $50,000-$60,000, a lot of money. But I think you could get a Tesla for like $30,000-$40,000.
You can.
Which isn't that crazy? You're saying you can't?
No, they did have that. They do offer that, but that was like a limited run. And if you get you think that you're getting right now, you don't walk up to Tesla and give them $30,000 and drive off the lot. They have to build this car. I don't even know if they're offering it anymore, and you get in like 2 years.
Well, there was an opportunity to do that, and they've got a bunch of different models out there now. I actually like the SUV that they have. I think it's pretty cool. And when you pay that much money, you're getting a lot in these cars too. There's one that's got a crazy amount of mileage on it, which proves that these things work in long-term use. So I don't have a problem with the pricing of it. Maybe it's not for everybody. Here's Travis.
Good morning, news junkies. So that shuttle launch yesterday, that thing was completely epic. Saw it from only a few miles away here, out on Merritt Island, and got to see the two boosters tumble back through the atmosphere and land upright simultaneously. It was amazing, unbelievable. Sabrina, you guys need to come out here for the next Falcon Heavy But, you know, get out here real early, because that traffic, it took me 2 hours to go about 2 miles to get back to the main.
A lot of people with that problem.
So, with that, I'm out. Wiggle, wiggle, pop, pop.
Thank you, Travis.
Driving back on 528 from watching a launch is one of the most painstakingly miserable experiences.
Well, there's only one way to go, right?
Yeah.
If you're trying to get back to Orlando, it's not like there's a whole bunch of options.
There's 528, there's 520.
But almost everybody goes that one direction.
Somebody told me to drive way south and pick up 192, and I was like, that seems a bit out of the...
Well, there's 200,000 people headed in only a couple of directions.
Yeah, and imagine how long it took to get home.
Yeah, it's going to be a journey going through there. But when you watch it, probably pretty cool. Could we have a purge-like situation
with you all
here in the United States of America?
Oh, nice.
That's what politician Ben Carson, former presidential candidate, is saying could possibly happen. He said, did you know, he's the current Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, I guess, and he asked his acting chief of staff, Dana Bass, on the Capitol Hill holiday party, if North Korea detonated a nuclear weapon into our exosphere, it could take out our entire electrical grid. What's that movie where there's complete lawlessness and anarchy for one night a year? Carson said, The Purge. It'll be like The Purge all the time.
Oh, great.
Probably would. I mean,
that'd be fun.
You kick out the power grid in this country, we're going to be all cool for about 3 or 4 days, and then we'll be eating each other alive. It would turn into a mess pretty quickly. When we come back, the next episode with Sabrina, stay put. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
At Real Radio 104.1 on Twitter, brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting seacoastbank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC. From Real Radio 104.1. Filling in the gaps between the New York Times and World Star. This is the News Junkie.
No, we're not nameless, we're not faceless. We were born for greatness.
The next episode with Sabrina in just a moment. So I'm looking at what was happening with the Tesla out there floating around in space and how far off that went on the trajectory. It was supposed to go around Mars and then into this orbit that, you know, I don't think anybody quite understands. Because everybody thinks they know what's happening with this thing. I see people fighting on the texting service and go, it's going to orbit Mars. It was never supposed to orbit Mars, like go around Mars in just a loop. It wasn't supposed to go all the way around the solar system. Like it's going to loop around in a giant loop, but it's missed, and now it's spinning way out there. There's no way they still have the live feed from that thing, though, right? Because we can only do something with that kind of quality only a certain ways out into space.
Is it
still up? I mean, that would be pretty insane if that thing was still up. Right now,
we could still get live feed from Mars, can't we?
The footage that we get from Mars is super delayed and not anything like what we were seeing with that yesterday. You're not getting like a high def stream out of that thing. The rovers would record very high end stuff and take very detailed digital pictures and stuff, but they have to send those back over time.
I think it went on for like 4 hours and almost 40 minutes, and I don't think it's done now.
That's still pretty crazy that they can do it that far out in space, that they've got that kind of connection back and forth. Well, Valentine's Day is coming up, folks, just a handful of days away before we arrive at Valentine's Day. And I really didn't have on my list of places to go for Valentine's Day dinner Hooters. But if you did, I have good news, ladies and gentlemen. Hooters is going to offer you free wings on Valentine's Day.
All right.
Free wings. All you have to do is you bring in a photograph of your ex. So you have a photo of your ex and you destroy it. I think they have like a paper shredder. You put the photo through.
Didn't they do this last year?
Did they?
Yeah, I don't remember talking about this.
I don't remember them doing it last year. But there's the promotion gives you 10 free boneless wings. Oh, come on. 10 free boneless wings with the purchase of 10 wings. So you don't even get them free then. You have to buy something. Like that. Just give them 10 free wings for shredding the photo. Those who don't want to make a scene can shred their photos on the Hooters website and receive a coupon to bring in store. So those of you angry and wanting some extra wings on Valentine's Day, Hooters might have not been in the rotation for you, but that could be your spot if you could pick up some photos, shred them up, get some free stuff out of it. I can't believe they'd make you buy. Give like 5 free wings.
Hey, at least it's with the purchase of one thing. I got a deal the other day for a free either pitcher of margarita or free tableside guacamole with the purchase of 2 entrees.
Ooh. You got 2 entrees you got to buy?
Yeah.
I remember somebody tried to get C-Lane to do some radio stuff for them one time.
Oh, yes.
One might call it payola.
Payola is pretty much what you call it.
And they offered him up the lamest thing. It was. I don't know if we should say what it was.
If you mention us on the radio, actually, I could say who it was because
they're out of business, right?
No longer there, but there was a place in the Artagon marketplace, and they were offering me. I was buying something there, and they said, "Hey, if you talk about us on the radio, I'll give you 10% off."
In a beef jerky store.
Yeah,
of all beef jerky store. Not even free beef jerky. You get 10% off your beef jerky if you break all the rules that the FCC has laid out. So needless to say, that didn't happen. Let's do the next episode.
Because there's a lot on TV, and you can't possibly keep up with all of it. Even though you should, because what else are you going to talk about?
I'm a broken individual.
That is my next episode clip.
And
nothing. Weather's nice. It's time for the next episode with Sabrina.
Hey. Are you ready for the next episode? 54 years ago, 1964, my friends. These guys arrived at New York's Beatles. Kennedy. That is correct. New York's Kennedy Airport for their first appearance for Extra Candy on this show.
Ed Sullivan show?
That is correct. Thank you, Christopher. It was also the day that Baskin-Robbins introduced Beetle Nut Ice Cream.
Oh, that's a terrible name.
Yes, we should have called it Ringu, the badger. Or Happiness is a Love Gun. Am I right? How about Twist by Spout? Because it's a Seabed reference.
Oh.
Or Cuckoo Magoo.
All right.
For the flavor.
Well, those options are there.
Yes, they are. Haley Joel Osment reportedly caused a scene at a Las Vegas airport. Witnesses say that he was trying to communicate with a long-departed Cinnabon. And that's where the ghost sound comes in.
Oh.
An investigation by E! With an exclamation point absolved Ryan Seacrest of sexual harassment. I don't know if you guys heard that was on the table. However, they did find proof that he was overly aggressive with Colgate whitening strips.
I saw he wrote a whole big long piece about this and like how they did an investigation. And I guess he said he supports the Me Too movement, but he got roped up in it in an incorrect way.
Kylie Jenner has revealed the name of her newborn daughter, and it is interesting. She reportedly decided on the name after completely ignoring any recent news involving the president, but her baby's name is Stormy. Spelling is one letter off.
Seriously?
Seriously. Stormy. And the internet went nuts. Now, someone else made a more interesting observation. The entire Kardashian girls seem to be formulating a weather forecast with their kids' names.
They got a Stormy.
Yep. It'll be Stormy with the chance of rain in the north of Chicago.
There's a rain?
Yes. Rain is Kourtney Kardashian's son.
As in R-A-I-N?
R-E-I-G-N.
Oh, okay. So it's, other kind
that's
of
even
it's
worse.
Cool like that. They say the kid's real name, at least the internet is hoping that Stormy is just short for Category 4 hurricane, but not as cool. Chloe's pregnant too, right? All of them are prego.
I did not know that.
I'm just hoping she names her kid Foggy or Tornado Warning to go with the theme. There were rumor names going around. Mariposa, and she went with Stormy.
Mariposa?
Mariposa.
Mariposa.
Which is
that like a Hispanic
Spanish.
A Spanish name that you've heard of before?
Yes, I've heard it before. It's a beautiful name. It means butterfly. The rumored names, Miracle, Sekiel Kardashian, Butterfly, Lip Kit Kardashian was one that got a lot of votes. Yeah, and Mary Jo. but she went with Stormy, so congratulations. So far, 2018 has been the year of everyone in rock retiring from the road. And today, we have another name to add to the list.
Don't say it.
Billy Joel and Elton John and Dave Matthews all together.
Dave Matthews would be a real heartbreaker for you, buddy.
This guy right here.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy Osbourne is right. He announced the North American leg of his farewell tour. It's scheduled to launch on April 27th, 2 days after my birthday, in Allentown, Pennsylvania. It'll feature Stone Sour as the opening act, and it's called the No More Tours 2 Tour.
Oh, because he's got a No More Tears song, I think.
Right? No, he also actually went on a No More Tours tour before.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a farewell tour he announced in 1992 when he was incorrectly diagnosed with MS. And then once he found out he didn't have MS, he's like, I'll go on another tour.
You can't kill this guy. He snorts ants, for God's sake, and he's still alive and kicking it and doing a tour.
Maybe that's the trick. Of course, he didn't stick to the plan. A year later, basically rescinded the farewell, but he isn't going anywhere anytime soon. Just like Elton John's tour, he plans to stretch it at least to 2020. And even after that, he's still not retiring. He says, and I quote, I'm 70-something. I've missed my family over the years. I've always been out of the road the whole time. I'm just not doing world tours anymore. I'll be doing gigs. And for the record, Ozzy just turned 69.
Mm.
You know my theory. 69-year-olds.
He's doing okay for now.
He's doing all right. One of the funnier Super Bowl storylines was comedian actor Kevin Hart and his antics after his beloved Philadelphia, which is a shorter version of Philadelphia Eagles, beat the New England Patriots. Now, of course, it was him attempting to get on the stage, him dropping F-bombs on the NFL Network.
Philadelphia is a great city. I hope this is an example of what we can do.
Hammer.
We gave a
He's gone.
You gotta go.
Profanity-filled statement of apology on the way home.
To all the kids out there, I just want to say don't drink. You know, when alcohol's in your system, you do dumb stuff. Me trying to go on stage with the trophy, definitely in the top two stupidest things I've ever done, but who cares? Yeah, I'm still a little tipsy, but the world can kiss my ass. Shut up, bitch. I ain't got socks on because I'm tipsy. And my wife was the first one to say, babe, don't go up there. I told my wife, no, honey, chill out. I got to be up there with my city.
My city. Now, thanks to Instagram and the internet, we get to have a look at some of the highlights of his nights, which include video footage of how many drinks he actually ended up having. And that number is 11.
Life is so much better when you can enjoy the best moments with your brother. Shots!
Come on, man, you got to...
Stay right here. Yo, stop worrying about me. Stay with me, though.
It was a good time. He also found a screenshot of his face the moment that the security guard told him he couldn't go on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just absolutely dying, saying, please, somebody, tell me the security guard's name. I have to find him. I want to send him some wine and a dope-ass gift basket. If he had let me up there, it would have been bad. Thank you, man. I owe you big time. Be on the lookout, because cops are, for this guy's junk. And I mean penis. He's a cute little bear.
Cute little bear.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the name of the song. Designer. Two Eyes. Designer.
Yeah.
Well, NYPD detectives want to get their hands on footage of designer's junk. Actual penis exposure as part of an investigation into a potential exposure case. NYPD planning a subpoena footage from privately owned cameras that might be mounted on the block where designer allegedly flashed a motorist last month. Now, the only footage is this really grainy from behind footage from Twitter. That was my favorite part. I believe that's his mother screaming at him to get in the car after he's exposed his genitalia to a motorist.
Nice guy.
Get in the car. Now, a cop tried to intervene, didn't witness the alleged flash, but he could face a lewdness charge if cops find the right camera angle. Big night last night, my friends. Very big night. It was the 17th annual Movies for Grownups Awards, brought to you by the AARP, the magazine.
They have an actual real award show?
Yes, which honors movies by and for seniors 50 years or older. And you think the nominees might include the elderly comedy Going Out in Style or the Pentagon Papers movie The Post or something serious like Phantom Thread, but nay! The Best Movie for Grown-Ups Award went to Star Wars, The Last Jedi. That actually kind of makes sense, I guess. Because if you're in your 60s, 70s now, you saw the other originals in
nostalgia?
Theaters.
Right.
Now, the other four movies that were up for the top award were Lady Bird, The Shape of Water, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, and Get Out, which is also kind of a hip selection. Get Out actually won Best Ensemble, and then the rest on AARP's lane was kind of just like old people, too. Annette Bening won Best Actress, Gary Oldman Best Actor, Richard Jenkins Best Supporting Actor, and the list goes on and on. Speaking of Star Wars, Lucasfilm announced that Game of Thrones creators David Benioff and D.B. Weiss have been hired to write and produce yet another new series for Star Wars. So Game of Thrones going far, far away, galaxy style. And they say the stories will be separate from the classic Skywalker series and also separate from the recently announced trilogy that's being developed by Last Jedi writer Rian Johnson. So there's your update for old people and Star Wars. And this is probably the most exciting news of them all. When you think Arnold Schwarzenegger, you think three genres.
Action.
Right.
Adventure.
Government.
That's not a movie genre.
I really only think action. Oh, comedy?
Comedy and action comedy. But apparently it's time to branch out because he's doing a Western series for Amazon. It's called Outrider, and he'll play a federal marshal who immigrated from Europe as a kid.
I'll be a cowboy.
It'll be his first TV series, unless you count hosting Celebrity Apprentice, but that didn't go over so well. But he actually has done a Western movie before, 1979, called The Villain with Kirk Douglas and Anne Margaret. It was a comedy, basically a live-action Roadrunner and Coyote cartoon. But this will be a Western TV series. Just think about it, you guys. Just think about it.
I'm thinking.
Hey. You see in this world, there are two kinds of people, baby. Those with choppers and those who get down. And you get out. You gonna do something or stand there with the blood bleeding? I'm here to kick ass and drink whiskey and pilgrim. I'm all out of whiskey. Go ahead and make my tumor.
My tumor? Is he on a horse in this thing, I'm imagining? I can't even picture Arnold Schwarzenegger on a horse for some reason.
Certainly hope so. And as I read the boob tube, remember 18 years ago today, the hip-hop community was strucketh when this guy died of a heart attack.
Fat Joe.
That was 18 years.
Not Fat Joe.
Big Pun.
Oh, big pun
is right.
Oh, they look just like each other.
698-pound Latino legendary rapper Big Pun died. At the time of his death, Big Pun's heart was four times the normal size. Little today I learned for you. On the boob tube, series premiere of Big Brother Celebrity Edition, 8 p.m. on CBS. The series premiere of the rebooted Queer Eye on Netflix. Tonight's schedule also includes American Crime Story at 10. And you can catch Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds on Fallon. Happy hump day, Joe. Then remember,
smoke weed every day.
Hey, it's real live trivia when we come back. 407-916-1041. Toll free 1-888-978-1041. Two callers head to head. You're going to play along, hopefully, in the News Junkie app. So fire that up and get ready to go. Also, when we come back, a coffee table leg and an orgy mixed together in one story quickly before live trivia. 407-916-1041. Toll free 1-888-978-1041. Live trivia up next from the News Junkie on Real Radio.
You're listening to the News Junkie. Junkie. Sean Wasson.
Live trivia in just a moment. First, this unbelievable story. And this is why, when you're going to have some kind of group sex situation or a threesome or a foursome or whatever you're doing, always think twice about that, because it can go south, and sometimes it does. And it did in this story that comes before live trivia. A Brooklyn man apparently decided that three was a crowd he didn't want any part of. A 54-year-old man admitted that he used a piece of furniture to beat up a man who he said was sexually assaulting his girlfriend. But cops say the three people knew each other and had a consensual three-way sexual encounter on Saturday. When the 54-year-old man returned to his apartment, he found his girlfriend getting it on with the other guy. Wasn't too excited about that. He flew into a jealous rage and beat the man with a wooden leg of a coffee table. That's how that threesome went. Just keep it in mind. Use other people's experience to benefit you as we do live trivia.
Get ready for live trivia with the News Junkie. You can play along with the News Junkie smartphone app.
Right. What?
Unless you don't have it, in which case get it at thenewsjunkie.com or call 407-916-1041. Toll free 888-978-1041. Good luck.
It's live trivia for a Wednesday, February 7, 2018. Seven questions, two people on the phones, and you're playing along on the News Junkie app in just a matter of seconds. Let's get these players and get moving. Let's see here. Teresa, are you there?
Yep.
All right. It is a little windy. Can we make it a little bit quieter around you?
Is that any better? I'm driving to Tallahassee.
All right, that's better. Thank you, Teresa. Let's get your other competitor here. Let's see. Patty Poo, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, boy. A little bit of wind there, too. Patty Poo and Teresa, let's try to keep it calm. Windows up, that kind of stuff. Radios down as we get to question number one. One day before SpaceX's new Falcon Heavy rocket was slated to blast off on its maiden voyage with a Tesla Roadster on board, Elon Musk has revealed the car also has a passenger dummy named what? Is it a little Musky, Galaxy Boy, Elon Jr., or Starman? Teresa.
Starman.
And Patty Poo.
Starman.
Number two, Esmond Alcock recently celebrated his 108th birthday in Canada, and he shared his secret to his long life, which was this: hot dogs and vodka, a shot of maple syrup at night, daily masturbation, or pick a good wife. Patty Poo.
Number two.
Okay, maple syrup, your turn, Teresa.
It's the syrup.
All right, you say the syrup as well. Number three has arrived. A California Girl Scout may have broken the rules after she sold over 300 boxes of cookies outside this. Was it outside Coachella, outside an abortion clinic, a weed shop, or the DMV? Teresa.
Let's go with herb.
You want to go with the weed shop, Patty Poo? Your turn?
It was the weed shop.
We're going to go to four. A woman was taken into custody Monday after she falsely claimed that people were being held hostage inside a Miami restaurant called this. Is it Joseph Club, Da Conga Room, The Office Club, or Steve Club? Patty Poo.
I think it was the Conga Room.
All right, Teresa, what do you think?
Conga Room.
Number five, Kristen Bell shared her new web series, an experience with a potentially dangerous buildup of milk in her breast that her husband Dax Shepard had to suck out. What's the web series called? Pump Up the Tube, Simply the Breast, Momsplaining, or Forgetting Sarah's Cloggers? Teresa.
Simply the Breast.
Patty Poo.
Momsplaining.
Number six, creepy casino tycoon Steve Wynn allegedly pressured whom into sex, saying he wanted to see how it feels. Did he have sex with a blind person, a paraplegic, a granny, or a morbidly obese woman? Patty Poo.
Oh, that one is going to be a guess. Number two.
All right, guessing a paraplegic. Teresa, what's your guess?
Let's go obese.
You're going morbidly obese woman. We'll go to the final question. Yesterday, we learned that the word giraffe is a relatively new term. Before the 1600s, they were known as these. Did they call them longolama, camelopards, dodo deer, or a pachyphant? Teresa.
I don't know. Go number four.
All right, you're going to go with the pachyphant. Patty Poo, what about you?
Can you repeat them?
Yeah, is it a longolama, camelopard, dodo deer, or a pachyphant?
Dodo deer.
All right, they seem confident. They seem confident today. The battle, head-to-head, Teresa, Patty Poo, the showdown was on. We can only have one winner. Are you ready to go through these, Sabrina?
Sure am.
Live trivia brought to you by Nations Trucks and NationsTrucks.com. What's the name of the passenger on Elon Musk's Tesla Roadster?
Teresa and Patty Poo both said Starman, and that answer was out of this world.
Still floating around in space, Esmond Alcock recently celebrated his 108th birthday. His secret to a long life?
Both the players said a shot of maple syrup at night, and that answer was again wrong. Correct one, pick a good wife.
Number three, a California Girl Scout. She may have broken the rules for selling cookies here.
Teresa and Patty Poo both said a weed shop, and that answer was right, man.
Still can't believe they're going after this girl. It's a real injustice. But she, I think, is going to win out in the end because this is a legal establishment. Just like any other place you'd sell these cookies. Number four, a woman taken into custody after a hostage situation at this club.
Both the players, Patty Poo and Teresa, said the conga room, and that answer was... incorrect. Correct answer, Joseph Club.
Kristen Bell, she was talking about Dax Shepard and sucking out some milk buildup on her show. What's it called?
Teresa said simply the breast, and that answer was not the breast. Patty Poo said...
I've had that in my head ever since you said it, too.
Mom-splaining, and that answer was right.
Number six, creepy casino tycoon Steve Wynn tried to score, well, did score, with an employee who was one of these.
Patty Poo said a paraplegic, and that answer has no legs. It was Teresa said a morbidly obese woman, and that answer was fat. Correct answer, a granny.
He stepped down today from his companies, the whole Wynn company, as a result of these allegations, and they say there may be more to come, which shouldn't surprise anybody. Yesterday, we learned that giraffe is a new word. They used to call them these.
Teresa said an Apache fent, and that answer was incorrect. Patty Poo said a dodo deer and doe. Correct answer was a camelopard, but we do have a winner of live trivia, and that's Patty Poo.
All right. Congratulations, Patty Poo. You are the winner of live trivia. I actually put Teresa on, and we were clapping for Patty Poo. Congratulations, Patty Poo. You're the winner of live trivia. Hang on tight. We're going to get some information from you. It's like I rubbed it in her face. That was just plain rude. I mean, there.
They could both hear it on hold anyway.
I know, but it was a direct connection.
It was like, Teresa, we're bringing you up to hear you suffer.
Felt bad about that. What prizes do we have today, Sealand?
I have a pair of passes to a special 3D advanced screening of Black Panther on Tuesday, February 13th. Of course, the big Marvel Studios hit coming soon. You're going to see it in 3D next Tuesday. I also have a pair of tickets to the PowerShares Triple Q 300 QQQQ on Saturday, February 17th at the Daytona International Speedway. Speed Weeks 2018 kicks off the NASCAR season with 7 races spread over 9 action-packed days. And you can get your seats today at DaytonaInternationalSpeedway.com or call 1-800-PIT-SHOP.
All right, thank you, C-Lane. Let's take a look at the scoreboard in the News Junkie app.
At the top spot with a pretty good lead over number 2, Testicular Manslaughter. Followed by Joke My Shirt, Love You, But The Love It Was Brian, The Dita, Smelly Primate, Thomas, My Name Is Chip, Please Give Me Anonymous, Username, Bluegill McGillicuddy, Purple PP Eater, and Bald Death Dealer. And, my friend, in the 20s, Mama Pamps, BC Blot, 21, DeSherman, Walt Miller, Scarchester 07, Steezy down to 25, where were you at the top 10, Steezy? Famunda, Von Ripperton, Droopy Dog, and The Elevator Guy. Good luck to you guys. You're getting up there. We need you to get up to the tens.
They've got a couple of days left to do it. Plenty of time to get up there in the top 5. Get yourself a prize in that number 1 position. So thank you all for playing along. Now, if you're not, it's on you. Search for The News Junkie in the App Store. Download the app. Set up your account. You can play live trivia. Get on the show with your dispatches and do a bunch of other great stuff for free. Even if you want to take it to the next level and subscribe, maybe it's not for free, but very, very cheap. You can get the uncensored secret shows right on the app. When we come back, a sports website employee is really pissed off at his boss for something that happened. And I think this is going to be a big problem for a big sports news outlet. The details on the way. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Real Radio. because the newspapers don't come with cliff notes or potentially offensive accents. This is the News Junkie.
Well, this seems like an odd working relationship. I think a lot of people are familiar with Barstool Sports. It's a big sports website, and they have really great branding. The people who like Barstool Sports are huge fans of it, and they're very dedicated to what they see as going against the grain of what's happening in a lot of sports. I mean, ESPN in particular, there's so much social justice stuff infused in what's happening on ESPN. There could not be more sports fans who are just pissed off and have had it up to here with the identity politics nonsense. So when they go out and find a place like Barstool Sports, they enjoy it, they stick to it, and they view it as the outsider they're supporting. That's led this site to get really big. But they got a bit of a problem on their hands now. You see, on Saturday, this is according to Deadspin, which has no interest in promoting Barstool Sports in a positive way. On Saturday, Barstool Sports president and short-tempered Adderall pill, Dave Portnoy, is the way they worded it, posted a video of one of his employees, Adam Smith, naked in the shower. Now, I don't know if this shower was at work, which seems weird, or if they were just hanging out together, or why he would do this, or why he would film anybody in the shower to begin with, but let's just leave that there. He posted a video of one of his employees, Adam Smith, naked in the shower. Portnoy published the video to Twitter and then deleted it because he said Smith cried like a baby about his D being on the internet, which I can imagine being upset about were you not a willing participant in this video. Then the person who he took the picture of tweeted this out. Only at Barstool can you get filmed naked in the shower by your boss, then end up getting yelled at for it by said boss. Amazing next level stuff. This is amidst a situation where they've had some HR issues themselves, and they, like Vice, and this is kind of an odd thing, they have a thing you sign when you work there that basically says, hey, offensive stuff happens in this workspace. Hey, you might be subjected to seeing some things because of the nature of our work that you may find sexual or offensive.
Right.
And they sign this thing. Like, I'm not going to sue for being offended, or I'm not going to complain about being offended. I know what I'm getting into here.
And under that can be getting yourself filmed naked.
No, I don't think they can put that on there. Yeah, I think this is obviously a violation of the guy's privacy.
Well, because you can't have somebody sign a contract for something that's illegal. So they say, I won't sue if I'm if I see stuff that I don't like or I'm offended by, but you can't have them sign a contract to say I won't sue if I'm sexually harassed.
No,
right?
You can't do that. No, I don't believe so, because that would be like allowing a crime to be committed based on somebody's signature that they may or may not have known what they were doing there. But they've got a bunch of problems. This just the latest. It could be that they're all kind of screwing around, but there was definitely a video posted for a second and then deleted of this employee of Barstool Sports, Adam Smith, naked in the shower, and then the whole back and forth that followed there. Maybe actually behind the scenes they're cool with what's going on. I have no idea. I don't follow them that closely. I watch the site. I put it in the rotation to try to find stuff there. I don't usually use a lot from Barstool Sports because it's super sporty and maybe too far in the direction of sports for my taste.
They're also a pretty viral website, though.
They have a lot of stuff like that, too. Like, if somebody is having sex in the parking lot of a Buffalo Bills game, it will be on that
which
website.
Which time?
Yeah, it will be up there. They post that kind of stuff, for sure. Let's go to some dispatches. Here is Marty with a dispatch.
I just caught the tail end of you talking about ticket prices. I wanted to go to the Journey Def Leppard concert, but the tickets were $175 each.
Damn.
And that's before Ticketmaster adds their fees, making them around $215 each. To me, that's just way too much for a concert like that.
No, that's the way it is. That's the way it's going to be. And it's only going to get worse.
Have we talked about their new thing, aside from the verified fan, their premium ticketing system?
Who, Ticketmaster has that?
Yes.
What's the difference?
Platinum tickets. Now, I guess, or what I'm kind of seeing here is they look at a site like StubHub or some of the sites that aren't as safe or might have counterfeit tickets or whatever, and they go, people are really willing to pay outrageous amounts to make sure they get the tickets they want. Why aren't we getting that money?
Yeah.
And so now Ticketmaster has a thing. Is they're not resale tickets. They are brand new face value tickets, but the face value changes over time. And if you want to lock in your seat before the tickets are even technically on sale, you can pay a buttload of money.
It's like cruise pricing almost.
It's kind of flexible
over time.
Yes, it's kind of like that. And it's, I mean, when I was looking for tickets to a certain show, they had the show wasn't on sale yet, but they already had tickets. And so people are looking at this and going, oh, I'm not going to that. The tickets to that show are like $400. I'm like, no, they're not even on sale yet. They're not $400. It's just this weird thing they're doing.
Well, they're pricing a lot of people out of this stuff. I've talked about this before where I don't know if it's like upset or whatever, but I just think about sometimes a family of four or five people and they want to go take the kids to the theme park for the day. You got to have a pretty decent amount of income coming in to be able to do that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Nowadays?
And it's been the situation that concerts usually weren't too bad. You could pay more. You could get crazy good seats. But for the longest time, it was like $25, $40 maybe.
Yeah, and every once in a while you'll see a special. Like I know there was an amphitheater a couple summers ago that had a summer series, $20, no
yeah.
service fees. You can go out, got to see Snoop Dogg and the Dixie Chicks, and then I never saw a deal like that ever again.
Didn't they do that in Tampa?
Yes.
That's the one you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, so they have the stuff like that, which makes it kind of accessible, but then now this new stuff looks like it's going to price it out, and if you had a couple of people and you want to bring them to that, it's just you can't afford it.
When I first started seeing Dave Matthews Band, it was probably lawn seats were like 30 to 35. Now, this year in West Palm, Friday night show, $45 on the lawn. Saturday night show, $49.99 on the lawn. I mean, why does it go up from one day to the other? I've never seen that before.
That's weird. But that's not too bad.
It's not too bad for a lawn seat, but if you want to sit in seats, it gets up to 85 and 115, or the pit is up there.
I think it's going to be even higher than that soon.
So one of the things they did that people were a little pissed about is the day the tickets went on sale and a bunch of people had already bought them, one of the guys in the band says he's not going on tour.
Oh, really? Like, yeah. A major member of the band?
The violin player.
Is that the guy who's like super sweaty all the time? No, that guy died, didn't he?
Yeah.
Sweaty
the sax
sweat?
Player died.
Yeah, oh, the saxophone player died. That's who
I'm sure
was.
The violin player sweats a lot, too. He's always moving around and just...
Now, do you look at that? You're a huge Dave Matthews fan. You've seen him a million times. You go, oh, man, he's not going to be there. Do you not care?
I don't care. I think it'll be interesting to see what they do instead of have him there. But they started as a five piece and now they've got like 7-8 people on stage every night. So there's a lot of wall of sound things going on.
Yeah.
That sometimes you're like, it might be a little much.
Yeah. Let's go over to Holmesy with the very first dispatch.
The weird thing about the Cornell thing was they had a point system based on what you get done. Like if you had the Dirty Sanchez, the Donkey Punch, the vote for Ryan Holmes for Monsters Comedian of the Year, the Red Dragon, the White Dragon, the Abraham Lincoln. Well, you get the point.
I'll say Abraham Lincoln. I don't know if I've heard that one.
The yeah. Abraham Lincoln?
What do you do in that move?
I know it's honest.
Is it a top hat thing or
more of a beard?
Beard thing?
I've heard of a gross beard thing, and then I've heard of one that's much more racist.
Gorilla mask is the one that I've heard of, where you cut off the pubes and put them on. Maybe that's an Abraham Lincoln, too.
Well,
these are very versatile.
An Abraham Lincoln is a gorilla mask, but there's something added for a top hat.
Oh.
Poo-poo.
Well, you didn't just say that on air, did you?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Mild panic attack. I was like, that is brazen, man. Here is Skid Brown.
What's up, Sean, Sabrina, C-Lane? What's going on with all the bitchy dispatchers today, man? One guy's calling complaining that he lives too close to the Space Center because the traffic, whenever they just launched the coolest rocket that's ever gone up in the history of mankind, basically, with a car on it that's going to orbit Mars. Another guy's complaining that he's not gotten his magnets yet. then the other guy doesn't give any F's about the fact that they sent a car into space. Like,
people are angry. He can do it.
Come on, man. Lighten up, people. Says a little bit about where our world is right now, and, you know, the coolest technology that exists, and people act like it's not a big deal.
Yeah, I'm with you.
First world problems, man.
I agree. When you look at some of this stuff, you would think something like that, everybody could just get on board and go, wow, that was cool. If we were right now, if nobody had ever landed on the moon and we were just getting to that point, and if we put a man on the moon right now with a live stream and everybody's watching, there would be at least a handful of people who said, this is so stupid. Why do we have a person on the moon?
Why are we all gathered watching this guy walk?
Now, this is so boring. This guy's just on the moon right now. There's nothing even cool on the moon.
Yeah, but is there, right now, there's nobody who is against us in a space race.
Not really, no.
Like, when we put a man on the moon and during the whole space thing, I think a lot of people were more into it because we had a competitor in Russia. And then we had, and when Russia was beating us at things into space, there was that sort of worry, like, well, are they going to put something up there that could shoot down at us?
And there's missiles or something?
All kinds of concerns. So then we start beating them at space, and we put a man on the moon. I think there's a lot more people into it because there's something to fight for.
Like, yeah,
there's
like
something
a team
to win.
Everybody gets excited about the team side of things. When we come back, jury duty. Plus, we are about to get into the Winter Olympics. Some people do not seem very stoked about this, but the opening ceremony is usually fun for most people. What to expect with that when we return? It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Real Radio Orlando on Facebook, brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting seacoastbank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC.
Real Radio.
Hear it here first. Then everyone else will catch up in a week, or two, or four. You're listening to the News Junkie.
Jury duty. In just a moment, we'll get to that. And the actual Olympics kicks off tomorrow. I forgot they did it like this. The Olympics kicks off tomorrow in Pyeongchang, South Korea. But it's not until Friday that they do the opening ceremonies. There's actually people who compete, I think, before the opening ceremonies. I don't know why the hell they do that.
I think it's because they probably have so many events that they need to just start getting stuff going, and then we'll kind of do the official hoorah. But it's much like a restaurant having a soft opening before the grand opening.
Yeah, make sure everything works, I guess.
Is this going to be televised, though, or they're just going to let us know what happened on Friday?
All right, that's the thing I'm trying to figure out here. Because on Friday, when this is televised, our time is far different from South Korean time, obviously. I don't know the exact numbers. What is it, like 12 hours off or something? So it would be in the morning on Friday when that would be broadcast here. But in the past, when NBC has held back all these things and delayed them because the place where the Olympics was too far away, people lose their minds. They get pissed about this. And I guess so far, for the Friday event, the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympics, they're being very hush-hush about what you can expect. However, they did reveal two of the opening ceremony acts.
What do we got?
Now, I am not an aficionado of K-pop, so maybe we can search for these folks and see what we're in for here. Guk Kasten?
The Guk?
Guk, G-U-C-K-K-A-S-T-E-N, all one word. The lead singer of Guk Kasten, a South Korean indie rock band. The name of, I think it's her, Ha Hwin Hoo, I think.
Okay.
Is going to be performing. Do we have any Guk Kasten?
Not in the system, but I have it here on YouTube. Uh-huh. And there we could choose between Pulse, Mandrake, Mona Lisa, or Manicure.
Which one has the most views out of those?
Most views. It's looking like...
Is there a lot of views?
No, I don't see any over a million.
Really?
Let's do... This is close to a million.
All right, let's see. One of the performers... the Olympics opening ceremony on Friday.
One of these videos, instead of saying like K-pop, they're calling it K-Rock.
Oh, that's what this is then.
Yeah, I think this is a competition K-Rock. Show they played on.
Like an America's Got Talent kind of thing?
I think.
It sounds pretty metal-y. Metal-like.
It looks like a Justin Bieber. Come on.
This is not indie rock.
This is like 80s metal.
Uh-huh. All right. Ha Huynh Woo.
Singer looks like 13 years old.
Looks like a little kid?
Oh, yeah.
Ha Huynh Woo will be one of the performers at the Olympics opening ceremony.
I'm reading a Gutcasten set list from back in July when they played in Seoul.
Seoul.
Did I say what, Seoul?
Seoul.
All of their songs, or most of their songs, are just one-word titles.
Really?
Like, Infection, Manicure, Pulse.
All right.
Thief.
Well, they sounded okay. They sounded like very talented musicians. I'll give them that. The other announced performer is going to be one half of the female K-pop duo Bubblegum 4.
Bubblegum 4.
Here's how you spell it, just so you can put it into YouTube. Bubblegum 4. That's all together in one word. Those two are both set to perform Gutcasten and Bubblegum 4.
Whoa, they have 16 million views.
Oh, so they're more popular, at least according to the YouTube videos.
This one's called Some.
This sounds like K-pop.
Something about shin guards.
That's not bad. No idea what they're saying, but it's not bad. So those are the two that they know. I don't see any Western acts that are supposed to perform here, but they are not only keeping it really, really hush-hush, but I've seen some photographs, and even I saw a video. Inside the stadium, there's a massive torch. You know, there's always a big Olympics torch, obviously, mm-hmm. Olympic torch. Inside the arena itself. But there's a massive one inside the arena where this is all going to kick off on Friday. And there's some really crazy way that it gets lit up for the first time. And they were doing some testing and practicing, and the Associated Press or Reuters, one of the two, was there. And they filmed video of them lighting it up for the first time or testing it out and posted it online. And the Olympics folks went nuts. And made them take it down from everywhere. They started emailing anybody who posted it. So everything's pretty hush-hush about what to expect. Mm. Other than those two South Korean stars. And I'm sure there'll be much more. There's a lot of pressure to do the opening ceremonies big, big, big. And Beijing really threw down the gauntlet when it comes to how well that can be done. So let's see how they do in South Korea on Friday when things officially kick off. Let's do jury duty.
Court is now in session, so put your phone down and pay attention before we call the bailiff over to whip your ass. You're now on jury duty with the News Junkie.
Jury duty brought to you by our very good friends at the DeWitt Law Firm. And if you have been in an accident, you need some assistance. You need to go after the insurance companies from time to time. And to do that, somebody experienced is necessary. Moses and the folks at the DeWitt Law Firm do this all the time. And it's not like a lot of these other big billboard law firms that you'll see around town. In fact, you'll deal directly with the people that you hear from, including Moses. And so when you get into an accident or you've got a personal injury case, keep that in mind. I say that and I mean it. So try it out yourself. Go to the website, DeWittLaw.com. You can also call 1-800-DEWITT-LAW or email ask@DeWittLaw.com. A lot of people in Las Vegas, Nevada on edge right now, and most of those people are homeless as Las Vegas police seek a serial shooter. Within the last week alone, four people have been shot, all of them homeless people. And I don't know if you guys have done any driving around or been outside the strip too much, but there's a couple of sections around Vegas just before you get into the strip area where there's a lot of homeless people.
Mm-hmm.
There's even like an underground village of homeless people.
Right,
it's crazy. And somebody has been driving by these areas And even then walking through other areas and finding homeless people who are sleeping. And I saw one of the videos. So cold, man. This person is walking around. They look over. They see a homeless person. They take out their gun. They put it against his head, shoot the guy who's sleeping, and kill him. He was one of the victims here, as four total have been shot. And they're trying to figure out who's behind this, what the hell is happening, and if these other folks are in danger. Some more details right here.
Police tonight looking for a gunman who's targeting the homeless in the downtown area. Police are trying to locate this SUV. Officers say they've connected it to four shootings in only 9 days. 13 Action News reporter Brian Callahan has more on how police are trying to catch the killer before he strikes again.
This is the SUV police are hunting for, linking it to a gunman tied to four shootings since last Monday.
At least I got that.
Going around killing homeless people. Why? Because you don't like us?
Yeah. Those who called the streets home say attacks are a constant.
There's been a car that's been passing by here in the night.
Throwing bottles.
But were still shocked when they heard Metro's warning of a killer targeting the homeless, killing two people in their sleep last week, injuring two others.
You got two dead, two people injured, and they have not found this person yet. But they did say that the shootings were done by the same gun and by the same man. So thankfully, they've got at least the video. There's cameras everywhere. You can get even remotely close to Vegas, and there's cameras all over the place. So they've got this video of his vehicle. Hopefully, they're able to track this person down. I don't know if they're just targeting homeless people for no particular reason, or because they think it's easy, but sad nonetheless.
Yeah, it is.
Meanwhile, in New York, Democrats have introduced a bill in the New York State Assembly that could force Tide to make their Tide Pods look less appetizing.
No more snacks.
The bill would require the pods to be packaged in a uniform color. Right, because when you change the color, nobody's going to eat these things. As well as requiring each pod to be individually wrapped in plastic, complete with a warning label, because of this whole stupid trend. And I bet there was somebody at Tide who goes, what are we going to do if people start eating these things or something? And everybody else at the desk was like, come on, don't be ridiculous.
They're people that are smarter than that.
This is detergent. Give these people some credit. They know not to eat it. They know it's oh, hang on just a second. They're eating it. There's a challenge now.
Are people still eating it? Are they still doing this challenge?
I haven't seen any new ones come in. There's a new challenge out there.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Do you know which one it is? Well, I don't know what you're doing there.
The stove one?
Oh, yeah. The stovetop challenge, which, I mean, this is not even funny. It's just the stupidest thing in the world now. Anything for the social media hits.
Facebook,
anything for this.
Instagram, Twitter, y'all see this?
They're done eating Tide Pods, and now the stovetop challenge, which hopefully I'm just gonna hope only one person has done. You get one of those old school stovetop burners, you know, the ones where you got like the metal coil on top there. You get it blazing red hot, and the challenge is you have to put your forearm on it and hold it there.
Okay.
That's where we're at in society now.
I've done like a cigarette challenge like that before.
This is that times about 1,000. And the guy who did it, I mean, you got definitely a permanent burns. I got this guy here.
See that hot oil?
Yeah.
Hey, here's a good idea.
Your reaction will be priceless.
It'll be priceless.
Ow!
Oh, shocker. It hurt.
Holy, that was pretty cool. Don't do it again.
Yeah, it was very, very cool. He has to remind his friend, don't do it again. You've done enough. But they're now working on this legislation that would make it a legal declaration that Tide needs to change the way the Tide Pods look to make them less delicious looking. And finally, in jury duty today, a woman is suing her former live-in boyfriend. Why? Because he won $6.1 million in the lottery. And then he bolted. He got the hell out of there. A woman who accused a former live-in boyfriend of leaving without telling her that he won $6.1 million. That relationship was not going well. He said, I want to split this. I'm out of here. A lawyer for Denise Robertson says she's seeking a jury trial in the case for $3.5 million against Maurice Thibault And it's a question of morality, they said. They're working on getting this through the legal system. They always agreed if they had a winning ticket, the proceeds would be theirs together as a couple. They've been buying this almost their entire relationship, and now they won and he left. Here's what I would suggest. If you're doing that, if you're in a relationship with somebody, maybe it's perfect right now. No problems, no issues, no nothing. Maybe you think we won't run into this problem. If you play the lotto or do something where you say, if I win, I'm going to split this, get them to sign something. So at least you have a piece of evidence you bring up in court and go, look, this was an agreement we had, and now he's backing out of it. Otherwise, I think you're just completely and totally screwed. Speaking of screwed, when we come back, Pornhub is banning a particular type of video. What is it that you're not going to see any more of on that website? Details forthcoming. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Someday, Alexa will do everything.
Alexa, convince my mom I don't need to be set up on dates.
But until then,
I'm afraid I can't do that.
Just tell her to play WTKS FM Orlando.
Getting WTKS Orlando Radio from iHeartRadio.
Occupying the space between high society
and prison tattoos. This is the News Junkie.
And I'm still buzzing from last night. I'm still buzzing from last night.
You see, great equalizer. Everybody uses it except for those who are lying to you. Pornography online has changed a lot over the last several years, but one of the biggest players in the game, Pornhub, is saying that there is a specific type of video that they're now going to remove. I guess they can make this happen automatically. They can identify that these videos are out there, but it's interesting that they're doing this. And this has happened so fast. And it's all because of one program that can take somebody's face and put it on another person in a video and do a damn good job of it. And one of the things that it started with was taking Nicolas Cage's face and putting him in all sorts of bizarre movies that he wasn't actually in. Very, very good. I mean, impressive when you watch this stuff. But, of course, pornography is what people are going to use it for. And Pornhub is saying they're blocking this. I haven't seen too much of it. I saw one yesterday on MediaTakeout.com. Still my favorite headlines on the internet. And on the Media Takeout one, somebody had done it with Rihanna. It's a really, really accurate looking. I mean, yeah. It looks like the person's face for real. It doesn't look like it's like pasted over or anything. If you look really close at some of them, you can see that something looks a little bit off.
Yeah.
But if you just walked by a computer playing it and looked and took a couple of second glance and walked by, it went away from it, you would think it was that person. So they're saying that this is non-consensual, even though you don't have to consent to this. You're just using somebody's image, and they're going to remove them, which is an interesting take on this. They're called deep fakes. That's what they're going to go with. And the company that owns Pornhub, what is it called? ThinkGeek? What the hell's the name of that? MindGeek or something?
The company that owns Pornhub?
Yeah, the company that owns Pornhub owns all of the porn sites, like all of these major porn sites.
MindGeek.
If they're doing that on Pornhub, they're probably going to do it on the rest, which could legitimately at least slow down the proliferation of these videos.
They have not taken them down yet.
Oh, you're finding them right now?
Yep.
Go ahead. What were we saying?
With Pornhub, is it that you can create an account and upload just like YouTube?
Yeah. Yeah, but that's what I was saying. They have some sort of algorithm, a machine learning algorithm that they said can detect these.
Holy hell, that's good.
Who is it that you're looking at now?
Olivia Wilde.
And it looks accurate?
Yes.
So they're violating their own rules right now?
Well, they've announced that they're going to do the rule. But they have not gone through and taken them all down yet, unless people are just
uploading them like crazy.
The hell out of them.
Is it just all celebrity names that you would think? Like Britney Spears, that kind of. What'd you search for? Deep fakes?
I saw the Nicki Minaj one that was on Media Takeout, and then when it was over, it had like the suggested videos.
Was it Nicki Minaj one too? The one I saw was Rihanna.
Yeah.
I saw a Gal Gadot one where she was put into a brother stepsister kind of pornography. Uh-huh. So technically banged her own brother.
And do they, the mouths still move, right? Like, and I'm not talking about like in a sexual way.
No, no. The mouths, the eyes, the faces.
Mind blowing. Mind blowing.
It's ridiculous.
And so they're, I guess, not doing it yet.
Some of the Nick Cage ones looked a little weird, but like some of these.
You're intently staring at that computer screen right now.
Dude, it's blowing my mind.
This is one of those moments where Celia, I'm getting paid to browse Pornhub right now.
I'm watching fake Scarlett Johansson double click her mouse.
And it looks accurate? Does it look weird around the head where the face is pasted on from the other person?
Only if like there was one where they didn't totally match the skin tone up that great.
I wonder if anybody who's the actual performer is upset by this. Like, my work out there.
Oh, the person.
The porn star themselves are like, what are you doing? You're pasting somebody's face over mine. I did that.
This Emma Watson one's a little choppy.
They said, we do not tolerate any non-consensual content on this site. And we'll remove all said content as soon as we are made aware. Somebody just walked behind C-Lane.
I know, I saw it.
They stopped. In? They stopped and they went back.
It was not the first time.
Walking by and then they just stopped in their tracks.
This needs to go on the laptop.
Walked backwards. Backed up and said, did I just see what I think I saw?
Is that Scarlett Johansson?
And right there is Simon, I think.
Oh, it is
Simon. Somebody else who did that very quickly. But I guess
I wonder if he has another little, gauge for how many times C-Lane watches porn at work. How many drinks at a live broadcast.
Rolls that onto the next number. I guess they haven't done it yet, but they're supposed to. You're saying there's just a whole bunch of them.
I go on Pornhub, type in deepfakes. And there are...
That should be the easiest thing to block ever because you're searching for the actual term.
Yeah.
How many does it say?
43.
Oh, God. So they're not doing a good job, at least not yet.
Emma Watson, Scarlett Johansson, Natalie Portman, Ivanka Trump.
This is the new version of... It used to be really bad. Let's be honest. If you guys remember the first round of when they would Photoshop a celebrity's head onto a porn star's body, it was clunky.
Yeah.
It looked like South Park or something. The head didn't match up in size with the body.
The Katy Perry one looks kind of weird.
But there's some of them that look really accurate. Don't expect to see many of them if they keep with their promise. But right now, C-Lane's saying they're out there. You can find them. It's not all that difficult.
The Olivia Wilde one looks, I mean, the facial movement is amazing to me because... It's doing all the movements that the person originally did.
If
I haven't seen any of those videos.
Yeah, yeah. So like something was happening to the face, they had the. It seems like that would be harder. Do they have Britney Spears on any of those? And I know I'm starting to sound like a lunatic asking for Britney Spears in these videos. It's just because the next story's about her.
Oh,
that's why I was asking.
I thought you really just wanted to see.
No, and way back when, she was the one that they put in all these scenes. The Emma Watson thing has been going on for a long time. That one's creepy as hell. Because
why?
People did the fake Emma Watson porn when she was still like 16 years old.
Oh.
It's like, you don't want to wait for her to turn 18, so you're going to use computer software to speed things up. I mentioned the Britney Spears thing because she's doing a weird British accent again. I don't know why. I don't get it. I actually just listened this morning, and you guys should check this out. There's a podcast. You guys know who Andrew Jenks is, right?
He's coming to town pretty soon.
Oh, is he for what?
To do stand-up.
He does a stand-up thing?
Andrew
Jeselnik, I think, is maybe
his. Is he?
My bad.
I love Andrew Jeselnik.
But Andrew Jenks is a documentary guy, and he's done a bunch of other stuff.
Oh, what was the popular show?
Of Jenks was one that he was in.
Yeah.
He did a lot of different stuff, but he has a podcast called What Really Happened. And there's a whole in-depth thing about Britney Spears' breakdown and what caused all that, what was going on behind the scenes, the craziness of it. I hope she's doing all right. She's looked recently like she's in great shape. She seems to have it all together, hopefully. But all of a sudden, she's speaking with a British accent.
I would love nothing more but a sip of milk at the moment.
I think she's doing a character or something, but the 36-year-old has posted a series of videos just like that where she's got this British or English accent on.
I would love like nothing more but a sip of milk at the moment.
And it's very odd. I don't know what she's doing.
I think it was for an ad.
That was?
Yeah.
Oh, a steamy underwear shot. No, it doesn't say ad here. It was on her Instagram page. And she's just sitting there as she says that. She's done this before, though. Even in interviews where I think she's proud of her British accent. I think that might be it. Celebrities do tend, not saying that she's doing it, but when they get to a certain level of fame, they tend to pull on an accent.
Do you think it's something that they do if they spend too much time overseas?
I think maybe they think it makes them sound more exotic or something. Maybe it sticks to them.
I just heard that after you make a certain amount of money, they actually just give you the accent.
It happens to naturally. But Madonna did that. Madonna did it really bad. Who was the one the other day? Oh,
Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan's changed hers like five times.
She was Russian for a little bit. Then there was like this weird like Turkish thing going on.
There's a lot that happens with these celebrities. So I hope she's okay. I hope it's just maybe some kind of
I would love
for milk,
nothing more
milk
but
commercial?
A sip of milk.
All right. Well, she's not on there. At least she has some solace in the fact that C-Lane can't find her in one of the fake porns that they're supposed to be blocking for Pornhub.
I mean, if this is how easy it is, can't people just make them?
Yeah. That software is online.
Fake app.
Yeah, the software that they use to do that, fake app, is online. And I think the reason why this was sort of revolutionary is because it's not super easy to use, but it's easy enough to use that people can do this.
Reddit has banned their deepfakes community.
Right, yeah. I saw that too.
Specifically, our policy against involuntary pornography. It happened an hour ago.
It's weird. No, they did that before. Are you saying they just did that an hour ago? Because that was actually, I think, in the story I had.
Oh.
Maybe they just made it official. But these communities doing this, it's weird that they're saying non-consensual because it's just the person's face, but it's still a violation. At least it feels that way.
Well, I liked Reddit's involuntary pornography term. Non-consensual sounds rapey.
Yeah.
Which... this is a violation. It's kind of messed up, but I don't know if I would call it rape.
I wonder if they have a community with just photos where people have done that, like porn photos where people have done the Photoshop.
Oh, those,
because it's the same thing.
Oh, those have been so common. I remember being very young when I first started looking up porn on the internet. You know, like dial-up internet porn, and I was like, wait a second, there's a whole section for celebrities, and some of these celebrities I'm like Blossom and Bill Clinton naked. Like
I didn't know that happened.
I didn't know how these people posed naked. And then I got a little more or a little less naive, I was like, oh, they're Photoshopped, these are fake.
Yeah, and now it's a whole new world here. Not to sing a Disney song in your direction, but the technology is there. It's pretty damn impressive. Russian pranksters spoofed Adam Schiff, who, if you don't know the name, he's the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, and he's the guy who's been leading the charge against President Trump with Russia investigation stuff. His counterpart on the opposite side of the aisle, Devin Nunes, is the one who had the memo that released a week ago now. But he got pranked by these Russian pranksters. I don't know if they do a radio show or just a YouTube channel, but I found their YouTube itself, and they get everybody. If you scroll through their page, it's like every world leader ever has been pranked by these guys.
Gotcha.
I don't know what they use as a tactic, but they get people to connect them to whoever they're looking to prank, and that's exactly what they did to Adam Schiff. He was just the latest to do this. It goes on for a while. Hang on, here, just to show you that it happened.
Hi. All right. I'm going to put Mr. Schiff on the phone, and then I guess are you going to transfer him to Mr. Parubi?
Yes, of course.
Great. Thank you.
Hi. How are you?
Hello, Mr. Schiff. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Chairman. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you,
to speak
Chairman.
With you.
I know that you work for investigation regarding Trump and Russian government.
Yes.
We know some important information about that.
And that is documented as well in materials you want to provide to us?
Yes. Could I explain you where we are?
It warns them here.
Of course, but, you know, again, I would just caution that Our Russian friends may be listening to the conversation, so I wouldn't share anything over the phone that you don't want them to hear.
Now, he said after this, he's like, I didn't take this seriously. It sounded at the beginning like he did. They went on to say, we have compromising nude photos of President Trump, and that's why he's making all these deals with Putin. These politicians must be much easier to prank, or these guys are just immensely talented at doing it. Because they have gotten everybody from Condoleezza Rice to every political heavyweight you can think of.
Is it all the same prank that we have naked pictures of some person?
It's something different from each one of them, and they've actually made some news out of the whole thing. Back in a moment, it's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Follow him long enough and you could be treated to a late night live stream with slurred words. This is the News Junkie, Sean Wasson.
Dispatches, as sent to the News Junkie app in just a moment. Everybody remembers, or at least those of us who were in high school plays, remembers the moment you got on stage in front of the school, you were able to do the high school play, you were excited. For me, I was the young Ebenezer Scrooge in the Christmas Carol. I was on point. I delivered my 1.5 lines, I would say, perfectly. And then I got to kiss somebody on the stage. I got to kiss a girl in front of the whole school.
Nice.
Which was a little bit worrisome. But the school, everybody seemed to like our play. It's fun. Everybody does this. You were in a couple of plays when you were in school, Sabrina.
Yes, I was. I was Annie in fourth grade, the Cowardly Lion in the seventh, and Mrs. Bumble for Oliver Twist.
And C-Lane's a big fan of Pippin. Were you in Pippin?
I was in the orchestra.
You were in the orchestra for Pippin?
Yeah.
And you never got to act on stage?
I didn't really have any...
You were in the band for most of high school,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I wasn't trying to act on anything.
Yeah, well, there's a moment like that in many kids' lives in high school. And there was supposed to be one for some of these kids who were at a New York high school. I'm trying to figure out... Oh, it was Ithaca High School.
Ithaca.
And there's some kids there that are buying into the whole social justice activism thing. And they shut down a production of this play. I was never in this one.
Morning in Paris, the city awaits.
Les Mis?
No, no.
Notre Dame.
The Hunchback of Notre Dame. And they shut down the production successfully because a white student landed a lead role in the play. I saw them on Facebook yesterday. They had all this whole long list of... Here's our demands right now. Here's what we want. Protests of the production began when an African-American student quit Ithaca High School's musical production due to the role of Esmeralda being given to a white classmate. It shows that the theater wasn't made for you, the student said, and it shows you that if you can't get the parts that are written for you, what parts are you going to get? That is according to one of the students there. Which is weird because I looked it up and Esmeralda is actually supposed to be a Roma. They used to call them gypsies, but that's off limits now. But a Roma is more of an Indian person than anything else, and certainly not black. So I don't know why there was the fight there. I know that the white girl was an Indian, but that's how things work. Like we take different roles that aren't exactly who we are. The student activists banded together under the umbrella of Students United Ithaca and wrote a letter that included a list of demands saying that while the young lady, this is what gets me, the young lady cast as Esmeralda was a stellar actor, singer, and dancer any production would be lucky to have, she couldn't be cast in this role, can't do it, because she's the epitome of whiteness. How great to boil her down to her skin color. At best, this is cultural appropriation, they wrote. At worst, it's whitewashing, a racist casting practice, which has its roots in minstrelsy. So they successfully got this shut down. They're going to try to work on getting some other play in their musical theater program. But sounds like fun. That's like a good idea. Most kids in high school are not on board with that. Generation Z and these younger people have rejected a lot of these ideas and ideals. And don't buy into it. But these students, Ithaca is an art school anyways. in New York, and I think these kids swing more in that direction. Hey, they were successful in shutting it down, so who knows if they try to shut down the next one. Let's check out some dispatches. Here's our friend Tommy Awesome with a dispatch.
Hey, guys, I think I actually have a news exclusive for you regarding the spaceman out in space.
All right.
So I happened to be awake around a little after 4 a.m. this morning, and I did what most people do. I was surfing my phone online, just seeing if anyone was up. Happened to look at the live news feed in space, and was checking out the car, rotating around with the Earth in the background. It was kind of cool.
All right, I did that.
I did see that there was some lights near the car. So when I saw that, I double-checked to make sure it wasn't a glare off the windshield. But you could definitely see a really bright light kind of to the right side of the car.
UFO?
Which could be a UFO of some sort.
Oh, man.
When I saw that, it took a couple of screenshots with the timestamp on it so you could see exactly what time that was. I'll go ahead and email those to you at Tips at the News Junkie. You guys can check them out. Let me know what you think. But
all right,
it could be a UFO up there by the space car. So I got you a little news exclusive.
All right, well, look at this. I'll do my best investigation. I don't know. I'm just looking for a light. I'm looking for some alien space people or something. I'll check it out, Tommy Awesome. Thanks. Let's go to John. Go ahead, John.
Hey, I went to the School of the Arts up in Jacksonville, and, you know, in the theater, dance and everything like that, the role went to whoever was the best, and they would rewrite the role. Like, Little Shop of Horrors, like, the main character was actually played by a woman,
mm-hmm.
because that was, she auditioned the best. She was the best actress for that role. So, you know, these kids getting all up in a roar because of nothing, it goes to whoever's the best. That's just how it works. They'll rewrite a role for, you know, whoever does a good job. And these kids are just babies, and that's they're going to have a real shock when they get out into real life.
Well, I love how they take this girl who got the lead role, and they say, oh, she's a stellar actor. Everybody would love to have her in their production, but you're not allowed to be in this. We, the other students, have decided that you're not allowed to do this.
Exactly. And then the school folded, and that doesn't teach the kids anything except for just whine and complain because you didn't get exactly what you wanted.
Yeah, that's one of the
problems. Also asking that they go out and actively encourage and recruit minorities to be in the arts and
why
to
is that
be
their
part
problem?
Of, why is whose problem?
Why would that be the school's problem to go out? They need to go recruit more minorities
I'm
to be in that program.
I'm just saying it was
program.
Part of their demands. I'm not saying that it was their
oh,
problem.
Oh, they had a whole list of demands. I just can't believe that the school caved to begin with.
Well, it's 2018, you know?
What does that mean?
It means that that is something that you'd see a school do, Sean.
I think it's because it's an art school. I think it's because it's Ithaca Art School. I think it's because some of these kids have grabbed a hold of this, and the teachers, the parents, and other people are listening to them.
Right.
It's unfortunate.
I think that it's because people are learning how to speak their minds and wanting to expand the theater programs. And if this is something
how
that
does
is
this solve that?
How does this solve it? By getting the message out there, encouraging
so
those that are black and brown and Asian and to be in the musical theater, to be in the arts.
So
I don't see the problem with that.
Should an inferior actor or actress in this case get the role just because of the color of their skin?
No, but I am letting you know that if the only kids that showed up were white kids,
they
because... Can I finish a sentence?
You were just done. Why do you get so angry about
because
everything?
Because I can't finish talking without you
the
look,
girl
and
who,
you're doing it right now, talking over me.
The
like,
girl
we
who
all
was
talk?
Complaining. The girl who was complaining was an African-American student at the school. She was complaining that she didn't get the role. She tried out for it. She lost the role. What is the problem with this? Do we just need to try not to offend everybody all the time? Is that the goal in life now?
No, but it opened up a dialogue. That's what's important.
It also got a girl out of a role that she did better than everybody else for. That's not a problem? That's not important?
It is important.
Well, I guess not.
No, you won.
No, it's not a battle. It's not a win thing. Why do you get so angry if I don't agree with you on something?
It's not agree. It's that you don't let anybody express their opinion
you
unless
are allowed...
it goes along with yours.
That is absolutely false. That's what you do. You are allowed to talk on this show and speak your mind as much as you want, whenever you want. I think you won't find that elsewhere. I think you'll find a lot of people in my position wouldn't let that happen.
Well, thank you so much, Sean. I appreciate you being the greatest radio host of all time. Like, what do you want me to say, man?
I don't want you to say any of that. I just want you to freak out if I don't agree with you.
Forum. But no, what freaks out is that I can't finish a sentence without you talking over me and telling me that that's not the case. That's not how it goes. No, how about this? Like, it has to be an open. Why can't it be a dialogue about stuff?
Because
instead
when
it's stupid, nobody cares.
It's always the same stuff. It is stupid, and most people don't care. Most people disagree with this and think it's ridiculous.
What's the point of discussing it? Would you rather just say, like, the headlines and the body of it and, like, us not make a comment on it?
Nobody told you not to make a comment. You're making comments right now.
But it's being put down or interrupted.
No, I'm not agreeing with you.
And it's okay to not agree with me, just as it is okay for me not to agree with you.
I don't need you to.
What are you doing here, man?
I'm explaining what's happening. You do this every time.
What's every time that you make some asinine comment?
That's not an asinine comment.
Social justice, nobody's into it.
Nobody is into it.
Where are you getting that from?
Just common sense.
My God, common sense from what?
You think that's a reflection of everybody out there and how they feel?
Sean, but is it insane to think that some people do feel that way and we should take their feelings into consideration?
I don't care about their feelings. I care about what's right in each situation.
How do you determine what's right,
when
Sean?
When the girl wins the role because she's better, she should get the role, should she not?
It is something bigger than that. It is about encouraging minorities to be part of the arts.
We can do both. Both of those things
really
can happen.
Really, not with an attitude like that, Sean. Not when you're telling thousands of people that it doesn't matter and who cares and they just folded.
I'm telling them that to complain about this is a totally different argument than to argue for diversity in one of these programs, which is a fine and fantastic, noble thing to go after.
I mean, this is not the first time we see something like this. I mean, there was an issue with Native American movies because they were using white actors instead of the Native American people. Like, it's not something that is new. How about instead of people just complaining and then shutting it down, and it becomes this vicious circle, that there is a dialogue and maybe some progress eventually?
What is progress here?
What is progress? Like, maybe having the arts programs that are not full of white kids.
There's nothing wrong with this girl being a white kid.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong. I'm saying that the point is
that
she got
And you don't know that this art program is full of white kids to begin with.
I'm saying in general, but you know what? Every damn thing that comes out of my effing mouth, you've told me that it's wrong anyway, so I don't know what the point is continuing.
All right. I don't need you to agree with me. I wasn't looking for that. It's just having a conversation without
not a conversation.
Just exploding, like your top explodes sometimes. We can have a conversation.
No,
go back and forth.
It's nearly impossible to have a conversation with you.
So it's all me. It's me.
Yes, it is all you.
Some self-awareness would be really good here. Just a little glimmer of it would go a long way for
you. I find you extremely frustrating, and everything that comes out of your mouth is absolutely ignorant. Absolutely. Like, it baffles me. It baffles me.
All right. You think you're sitting on the right side of this right now?
What side, Sean? What do you want me to do? You out of the palm of your effing hand?
I don't want that. I'd never wanted that. I wanted to bring you on this show, let you say what you wanted to say, let you fight for what you want to fight for.
Bring me on this show. We're about to have 5 years on it.
I'm not putting you down.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. I never was. You just called me ignorant. You're trying to put me down. This is why this stuff happens over and over and over again.
So what is your solution for it?
Nothing. Just don't blow your top at every argument. It's a conversation. It's a conversation.
If you go back, you'll see that my voice got louder because you interrupted me. Because I was in the middle of a sentence and you felt the need to talk over me.
I don't know why you get so heated about that. It's a conversation. It flows back and forth. We can be all right. We can get through this. It doesn't need to be that upsetting to you every single time. Let's take a break. We'll come back, do the final dispatches. Stories that didn't make the cut. And today I learned to wrap everything up for a Wednesday. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
At Real Radio 104.1 on Twitter. Brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting seacoastbank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC. High diving face first into the world's most viral newsroom. This is the News Junkie.
Final dispatches. Stories that didn't make the cut. And today I learned to wrap everything up for a Wednesday. get into these dispatches. You can send yours. It's very easy to do. All you have to do is download the app, search for The News Junkie in the App Store to get it. Then, no matter where you are, you don't have to sit here and wait on the phones forever. You don't have to sit here and waste your time. Just wait until somebody goes to your call. You can send in the dispatch as you please and get your comments through. A big report in the Washington Post late yesterday said we may have a gigantic parade on our hands very soon. President Trump has talked about showing off the United States military, and he wants to have a big parade in Washington.
He was
brought on to the idea by the French president who did this.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine the visuals of like tanks and soldiers.
Oh,
going
yeah, that would look
I mean, some people, it might play well to them. His base might like it. I think that's a weird look. It's not something that is flies in the United States. We don't do the North Korean-like show of force stuff where you have all your missiles and stuff going down the street.
Just full missiles, going down the road?
That's what they do.
It sounds to me like what George Carlin used to call P-waving.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
You know, basically, like, hey,
look what we got over here. I'm the military strongman. They said there'd be military tanks, armored vehicles, gun trucks, all that kind of stuff. All of the different uniformed officers, the people serving in our armed forces. And I think all that's great. It's fantastic. Thank you for your service, all that. But I don't think we need a giant parade of this going around. For, at the very least, the fact that it costs millions and millions of dollars just to do it. But it's not scheduled. It's not penned in anywhere. It's something that they are working on. So you could see that before you know it. Let's get to the dispatches. Here is the Dirty Yank with a dispatch.
Hey, you know what I think about SpaceX and the Olympics and people calling in to complain about other people's dispatches?
What?
Nothing. Okay, licky boom boom down. Bye.
Thank you, the Dirty Yank, I think. Here's Rob with a dispatch.
So, yeah, you ever notice that people are just wanting to hate on something all the time? And it's, you know, it's like the latest thing just to be, I don't know, angry or something. Or just hate people for no reason.
And weird to hear them not
all the time, no matter what it is. They just want to hate, and they just, I don't understand it. They just want to hate all the time, and they can't stand themselves, and they just want to be angry at the world all the time. God damn it!
Rob, calm down. Settle down, man. Everything's okay.
Was he stripped of his PhD or his medical license?
He's just Rob now. He's gone
That's
down a way.
Odd.
Here's Space Cowboy.
What's up, News Junkies? Yeah, I was listening to you guys talk about ticket prices earlier. And I was listening to this podcast a while back, and they was talking about how Kid Rock deals with high ticket prices and scalpers. One thing he does is he tries to play a lot of shows. That way there's much more supply than demand. And I guess that keep the prices down a little bit. And he also doesn't sell the first two rows of his shows. Like, that's usually the VIP section. And the prices are usually really high. So he just eliminates that and doesn't even fill those seats. It's just all empty.
Is nobody there?
And he does a few more things. So there's a podcast.
Wait a second. If he just doesn't fill the first two rows, then the next two rows become the first two rows.
No, a lot of bands do this thing. Billy Joel's been doing it forever where he... They say he buys the first two rows. I don't know if that's necessarily. But they have staff members. I actually have a friend who has done it on tour with Coldplay, because Coldplay does the same thing. They look around for people who are diehard fans but have lesser tickets. And they say, with Coldplay, they look for people who have signs. Like, or wear costumes or face paint or something.
Somebody who's going to be hardcore, know all the lyrics, know all the songs.
And then they'll come up and they'll ask them a couple, like, quizzy kind of questions about the band to make sure they're big fans. And they'll go, well, you got yourself a ticket upgrade today. You know, here's.
I think any Coldplay concert I would go to, I would bring a sign. I would do all of the things that would indicate that. Front row seats.
You would hope so.
For the price of general admission. Here's, was that Space Cowboy?
What's up, News Junkies? Yeah, I was listening to...
All right, let's go to Paul.
Yeah, the reason the Olympics does that is just like award shows and everything like that. You have so many awards to be given out that they have to make time for the performances. So they just, they'll have like a little thing pop up and it says, oh, so-and-so won for this, 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 and this. It's pretty much just the unimportant stuff.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate that. I'm excited for the Winter Olympics. I don't feel like most people are. I think people are just, I think people get more excited for the Summer Olympics. Maybe they have a better connection to the games than that. Or
they do, but I feel like every time the Winter Olympics comes around and enough people watch it, like they get super excited for summer, and that's what was considered the better one. People get nuts over curling.
Mm-hmm.
And then the couple weeks after, they're like, hey, you know, let's go down to RDV and start our own curling team. And it just
drops off.
It's happened every 4 years. Every couple times the Winter Olympics has come around, people are fascinated by curling.
Well, I know the Michael Phelps of the Winter Olympics for the U.S. is that Sean, what's his name?
White.
The flying tomato guy, Sean White. He's all over this stuff. And he actually even hurt himself before this. So he's going to be everywhere. And it's going to be fun. It'll be something exciting to watch. I just don't think people are as into it as they are the Summer Olympics. Here's the brown pony.
When it comes to changing the color of the Tide Pod, if a few people die from eating the Tide Pod, is that really a bad thing? I mean, seriously, if you're that stupid that you eat Tide Pods, you don't deserve to breathe. So I say just let them die.
It is pretty unbelievable that's even a thing, that people are doing that. I worry only about the older people, because there's some people with dementia, older people who actually have done this. Of all the people who got sick from it, it's mostly elderly people. Here's Jed.
People on their phones while they're driving is insane to me. Like, you are operating a metal death trap, and you're around a bunch of other metal death traps, and you're going to look down at your phone or not pay attention to what's going on. Like, that's nuts to me.
You're going
so fast around a bunch of other people. Like, you are responsible for them on the road, just as they are responsible for you on the road to an extent. The acceleration ramp thing drives me insane. As a UCF student, people don't understand this at all. It blows me away. Try to get on any kind of interstate or toll road, they don't get use that lane effectively. And merging, just zipper merge.
This
is not a pissing contest between you and the next guy. Like, just zipper merge.
It would be a whole lot easier if everybody just got on board with that, Jed. I agree with you. We're lined up on that one. Here's Big Red.
Good morning, news junkies. On a serious note today, my mom has been like super duper sick in the hospital, in diabetic coma for a few days. Good news is the devil's gonna live. We just found out she has like a big sore on her side where like she was laying on the floor for a few days, but they couldn't explain the sore. Well, they come to the conclusion that it was her dog eating her
while
she was unconscious on the floor in her little camper house thing that she lives in out in Lake County.
Her dog was eating her?
There's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
Bad boy.
At least she's okay, Big Red. I'm sorry about the dog eating her part. That's a bit more tough to deal with, I guess. But she's all right. That's good. Let's do Today I Learned.
The following information may make you feel smarter, but will not actually increase your IQ. So don't get cocky. Now it's time for what we call Today I Learned.
Today I Learned for a Wednesday, February 7, 2018. 7 stories from around the web and around the world and all that good stuff. Credit goes to reddit.com and the Today I Learned section of the score on the year. Sabrina 49, C-Lane 39. 4 more points up for grabs, starting with the first one. Today I learned this movie right here.
Little Mermaid.
The Little Mermaid is correct. Hans Christian Andersen. This is the guy who wrote The Little Mermaid, which we learned in other Today I Learns is really dark and screwed up the original story. But he was also obsessed with masturbating. The author of The Little Mermaid and The Snow Queen put a mark in his diary every time he masturbated. Then they say, in spite of this, he died a virgin. I don't know if it's in spite of that, but all right, he died a virgin. They say he's a very, very interesting character, but very odd about sexuality. Would always chronicle any masturbation in his diary. So there you go. Today I learned sit-ups can be bad for you, according to the U.S. military. And that's all I need to hear, really, to not ever try one again. The U.S. Army is phasing out sit-ups from the Army Physical Fitness Test. as well as in their regular training programs. The Marines and Navy may be following suit. They prefer a planking exercise to get the same kind of results over sit-ups that can mess up your neck and other things. Today I learned this guy here, Elvis Presley, is indeed correct. Today I learned when Elvis's wife, Priscilla Presley, did not like a song he and his buddy wrote and composed. Well, Elvis never tried to write a song again.
Aww.
She said this in a CD liner, Elvis by the Presleys, in 2005. When Priscilla came to visit Elvis in the U.S. in the spring of 1962, Elvis proudly played her the new recordings he just made. One of them was a song called You'll Be Gone. She's like, not a huge fan of that. And it was the last song he ever wrote. Today I learned, I've definitely done this one before, Eggo waffles were originally called Froffles. But because of the strong egg taste, the public instead decided to call them Eggos, which stuck, and they went with that one now. You wouldn't see it any other way. Today I learned on this television series.
Star Trek.
Star Trek is right. James Doohan. Now, I think I've seen in total about 5 minutes of Star Trek in my life, but I do know him. James Doohan is Scotty from Star Trek, who is always beaming people up. He was shot 6 times during D-Day, and he had his middle finger amputated. He went on to conceal it on screen throughout his acting career. He was embarrassed by it, but really it was just a war wound. They had to take off his whole damn middle finger because of his D-Day heroism. It turns out he was shot by friendly fire, which I'm sure probably pisses him off even more. Today I learned there's a gym. Well, most people know this gym. Anybody that goes to gyms has heard of a Planet Fitness gym, which charges between $10 and $20 per month, which is less than many of their competitors. They have, on average, at these gyms, 6,500 members per. Most of them can only hold around 300 people. They can do this because they know you're not going to show up. It's built into the algorithm they use. If even a good portion of all of their members came on one day, they wouldn't be able to fit in the damn building.
They do the same thing with direct mail advertising. If a restaurant sends out a deal, like so much off, half off your meal, they send that to thousands upon thousands of people in a neighborhood, knowing that the return is only going to be 10%.
Otherwise, it'd be screwed. Today, learn this band.
Radiohead
is correct. Radiohead's original band name was obviously not Radiohead. It was On a Friday, and their record label, EMI, gave them a list of new names to choose from. One of the names on that list was Radiohead. I thought it would be a deeper story with those guys and how they work. Thank you so much for listening. We do appreciate it. We're back tomorrow after the Monsters in the Morning. Stay put. The Phillips Files coming up next, followed by Corporate Time with Tom and Dan, all right here on Real Radio. You broke another